age 64, Lamed Beis Amar Beis. Meitav. If the father dies, Lo Nisrok Rishus Labal, Rishus Labal. If the father dies, the Rishus does not go to the husband. Meaning that a Paras Nedarim is normally done Rishutfus if the girl is a betrothed Nara, and the father and husband have to do it together. What if the father dies? So the Yerushalmi established previously, and actually the Bible argues on that, but Yerushalmi established previously that the father is preeminent. The father has superior rights to the husband. The Bavli holds the father and husband have equal rights, which is actually to the detriment. In other words, that you don't say that without getting into complications, the father doesn't take over automatically when the husband dies. But here we see we're talking about the other way in any event, first, and then we're going to come back to the bout. Mesav lo yisnak rishus lo. It's really more complicated than that. I don't want to get it back into what it says to whether Misa's like a comma, Misa's not like a comma, but let's just go on. Mesav lo yisnak rishus lo bout. If the father dies, then the rights do not automatically empty to the husband. Mesav bow, if the husband dies, nisrok the rishus lo, the rights do automatically empty to the father. So you see here in the Mishnah, in and of itself, the superior right which the father has to the husband. In this manner, the power of the father is superior to the power of the husband, in that it spills back from the husband to the father, but not from the father to the husband. In one other manner, the power of the husband is superior to the power of the father. Husband could do afara in the girl after she's 12 and a half, as long as he's married to her. A father could not do afara by a girl who's over 12 and a half. They want to say, we're talking in our Mishnah when the father did not nullify yet his portion, umes, and then he died, the Lord is not going to slavau. Then the doesn't flow to the husband. But maybe the inference here is that maybe if the father did nullify his portion and then he died, then perhaps we do say that due authority flows then to the husband. Maybe we can say that, right? So it says, Ishmini Minado. Let's learn out from here. There's the next Mishnah. The truth is that this Mishnah should be brought its entirety here, because the Raya is from the Sefer, the Yerushalmi only brings the Reisha. So let's look at the Mishnah itself. Alam Gimel Amar Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Derech Tamei Chachamim Achluchei Sabita Yoytza Me'etzlo. The manner of the Tamei Chachamim would, before their daughter would leave their domain, Omer Lo, he would say to her, Kol Nedarim Shen Nedar Pesach Beisi, any day you took in my house, Harei Mufarim, they're nullified. Which of course is a good idea, because that blanket nullification cancels all the dharma to that point. The chenabah also to the husband, before she enters his soul domain. Now he's already betrothed to her, but not married to her. So before he says, any dharma took before you enter my domain, they are nullified. Why should Mishi declines Rishusa once she becomes Nesua to him and a Yachal affair? He cannot retroactively be Mefer. It's a fascinating thing. The husband can be Mefer with the father, yeah, in partnership while she's in Arusa. The moment she becomes a Nesua, the husband gets sole authority, but he loses his authority in any Neder which preceded the Nesua. Just like the father loses authority after she becomes a Nesua, so too he loses authority, even over the authority which he had as a partner the last few months.
Well, there was a window of opportunity, the windows closed.
Right, but despite the fact that now he became sole proprietor of her nedarim.
That's only from Karma Agua.
Right, exactly. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what Mishnah says. So getting back to our Gemara, okay? In our Gemara, 5 minutes at the bottom of Zavais, Hadomra teaches us, Afilu, even take out the low, the Pneumosha takes that low, Afilu hefer of chelko umesa of, even if the father nullified his portion and then he died, lo nistok rishus about, The Baal does not get the authority, does not get the dominion. Why not? That we say from our Mishnah. Because there we see that, in essence, when she becomes a Nesua, even if her father is happily living, that should be called Nisrokna, right? She should be able, let the father nullify, and then let it all flow to the husband, who's now Nesui to the girl, and let him be able to nullify. It doesn't work. He's got to nullify prior to becoming Nesui to her. So here we see that you don't send Yisrokna, it doesn't flow, even if the husband under any circumstance. Because otherwise, the next Mishnah, again, we should have a qualifier which says that if the father nullified prior to the Nisuin, then it should flow to him upon the Nisuin. It's an interesting proof, right? Because we're saying the Nisuin should be tantamount to the death of the father, because in one case, he's being removed physically, the other is being removed halachically, and if that case is for Nizvu halachically, there's no way for the authority which he has to flow to the husband, so too, when he dies, there's no way for the authority which he has to flow to the husband, even if he was mefer, because there's no such qualification next to Mishnah. Okay? Interesting proof. Now, what about the other way? Mesa ba'al nisrokna u'shuswab. If the husband dies, it flows to the father. I'm a boy, maybe they want to say, that's only if the husband nullified his own portion. But what if the husband did not nullify his portion and he died? Perhaps he'd say in that case that the doesn't flow to the father. Maybe in order for it to flow, then there has to be hafara by the husband before he dies. So says Nishmini Meadon, it's proof from here. Not of Yerusha, interesting case. This case also brought down a Mishnah later on. Not of Yerusha, she took a nether and she was betrothed. Nizgarsha bo bayom. She was divorced on that day. Nisarsha bo bayom. This is a kakamemi case. She got engaged that day again. More kakamemi. Afilu lemeo. She got betrothed, she needs a good psychologist. She got betrothed to and divorced, betrothed and divorced, betrothed and divorced 100 times. A view of Baalah Acheron Mefirin Es Nidareh. Her father and the last husband nullified the nether she took 100 husbands ago. Could that possibly work? Obviously, the first, there was no hafar on the part of the first husband. The first husband ate her guts. He divorced her, right? First 99 husbands hated her guts. They all divorced her in turn, right? So how does the 100th husband have the right to be mefer? It must be, in each case, we say nisroichno. Nisroichno, nisroichno, nisroichno. It flowed to whom? To the father. It flowed to the father even without hafara on the Baal's part. That's obviously the case. Because in this case, we don't assume the gerush is like hafara. Now, that's an important point to make. In the previous Gemara, which we saw last week, there was a discussion whether Misa is like Hakoma or Misa is like Hafara, what the status of Misa is. Right? And when somebody dies and it was not Matir, his part, then the Mefer, his part of the Nether, is that like Hafara or is that like Hakoma or is it neither? But Gerushin clearly is held to be like Shasika, like silence. Right? It's certainly not like Hafara, and obviously it's not like Hakoma. Because if it was the Hakoma, then no subsequent husband would be able to be Mefer, that which a previous husband would be Mefer. And if it was Hafara, then he wouldn't need a subsequent husband, right? So it must be that it's like neither. It's like it's neither Hakoma nor Hafara, just plain Shasika. And the way it works is that it zigzags. After each divorce, it's Nisrokna to the father, and then it goes back when the new Arus comes on the scene to the new fiancé. Okay, that's how he was on the scene. Okay? Adam Rastisha is a few loyfer about Chalkov Ames. Even if the husband not notified his portion and died, same thing here, like divorce, right? Umeis about Yisroel Kushusav, it goes to the father. Okay? So Yushami is learning at this point that Misa Sabal is obviously not like Afora, not like Akoma, it should like Shasika, and it flows to the father. Again, as I told you, the Babli argues, the Babli actually says that the bodily holds that if the husband dies without being made for his portion, then you can't flow to the father, right? You can only flow to the father if the husband was made for before he died. That's the bodily argument from Rishami. That in the line of top top of lamin aleph on base, lamin base on base. Rabbi Nosson says, "Rabbi Nosson says, 'Zivay b'sham v'divay chom ain't tzarich la'afir b'shelo hakim.' The father does not have to be made for the portion of the baal as long as the baal was not making, right? So the bodily has instead of ain't tzarich, ain't yochol la'afir. That if the baal was not made for before his death, so the then the of cannot be made for subsequently." So that's a diametrically, our Yerushalmi is consistent with the previous Yerushalmi, that the father has the right to be made for even if the baal was not made for, because Nisrokna is automatic. Whereas the Bavli holds, it's only Nisrokna if the baal was made for Chelko and then dropped dead. Okay? The baal survived, baal was not made for Chelko before he died, then we don't say Nisrokna. Okay?
It seems more logical, because the girl is still living in the father's house.
Well, I don't know how the Bible, I didn't get a chance tonight preparing, I didn't get a chance to look at the Bible. I don't know what the Bible does with this Mishnah. You're right, this Mishnah seems, the Mishnah which the Yerushalmi just cited about the 100 times, seems to be more logically in line with the Yerushalmi. Unless Yerushalmi learns that Geirushin, but I assume it's that the Bible learns that Geirushin doesn't work the same way as Miso. There's some qualitative, in other words, Yerushalmi's learning that Geirushin and Misa can be compared to each other. The Bavli probably learns that there's some distinction between the two. Okay? Right, no, and obviously there must be some ramification vis-a-vis Nisrokna, which makes a difference. Okay? Mesa of Loni Stokna or Shustabal. We said if the husband dies, it doesn't flow to the, if the father dies, it doesn't flow to the husband. Rabbi Chagai, Boikum, Rabbi Chagai asked for Rabbi Yosef, Akidum bin Dorim. Now the Kohen Gadol changes the gears here, and it says Akidum bin Dorim Shinodra. That makes sense, but the Norim that she was no there instead of Mishinisar. So after she was betrothed, Achaloti Saris before she was betrothed. Those kept in Yisroka, but the Dorim Shinodra Mishinisar. So, but the Dorim which came after she got betrothed. Mesav loni srokna b'shusla baal. If the husband dies, the father dies, it doesn't go to the baal. Why not? I understand that the dorim taken before erusin. There was no husband on the scene, so how can be the srokna to the husband? But in the dorim taken after erusin, let them flow to the husband on the death of the father. Amalei so he said the chine dorim shenado achalot yisaris from yisarso. The dorim which even the dorim. Which he took before she got betrothed. After her betrothed to Lokfan Yerula Av, and it should be Vila Ba'ala Aferla, your question is not valid, because if you think about it, there's no qualitative difference. And that she took before her Erusin, if the husband did not hear, if the father did not hear about it until after Erusin, so now you need the husband to be made for as well. It's clear if the father heard about before Erusin occurred, then it's up to him. He only has one day in which to do it, but it's up to him. If he didn't hear about it after, till after Erusin, so he can't do it on his own. He's got to do it together with the father, with the husband. Each one has to need the partnership of the other. So the Tamar Mesa of Loni Sroka Shus Babal. So why would you say in that case? So obviously there's already a partnership. So there's no qualitative difference. If there too, if you're going to say that Mesa of Lo Nisrokna Shusabao, when the father dies, the darn taken before everything do not flow to the husband. So to the, if that's the case, since there is no qualitative difference, the darn taken after everything should also flow to the Shus of the husband. So it should also flow and obviously do not flow.
So that the father had the potential to make it another, even though he didn't do it while she was still, before she was engaged. The husband never had
any
intention.
Why not?
Because she took the debt before she became engaged.
Yeah, but if the father doesn't hear about it until the engagement, so then the husband kicks in.
That's what his response was.
His response was, I can kick in the husband even on the darn decking before Erickson. Right? So since I can kick him in even on the darn decking before Erickson, so therefore, you're trying to draw a distinction of chiluk. Your chiluk is not machalik. Yes, it's true. The darn decking after Erickson, the husband is automatically in. The darn decking before Erickson, he's only introduced if the husband, if the father didn't hear about it until after Erickson. But he says that if we don't say Nisrokna by one, we won't say Nisrokna by the other. Okay, that's what he's saying, because the husband can be introduced as a factor in either case. Okay? Says Gemara, that's his response. You don't like his response, that's how he responds. Not that Shalom Yisarsa. Why is she looking at it before she became betrothed? This is a statement, I think. Nor that actually Sarasa, if she took the nether before she got to betrothed, Mesabam, then the husband dies, he stroke the Rishus lives. Then the Rishus goes to the father. That's Pasha, right? Well, it's not Pasha, but it makes sense. She took the nether before Erisin, right? Her father didn't hear until after Erisin. So of course that kicks the husband in. But once the husband dies, we say Nisrokna reverts to the pre-Erisin condition. Now here the Karbinei throws in Nodra Mishin Isarsa, this is for more of a Kiddush. If she took the netter after Erisin, Mesa Baal, and then the husband dies, Lo Nisrokna Rishuslav. In that case, do we say that the Rishus does not go to the father? But maybe it's only, again, this is actually building on the previous part. The previous part said, okay, there's no chiluk between whether the neder is taken before Erisin or after Erisin, as long as the shmiya did not take place before after Erisin. There's more, okay, so let's turn that back on you. You want to say, like, would you want to say such a dichotomy that if she took the neder before Erisin and then was misaresis, and then her husband died, so then we say Nisrokna, but if not, I don't know if it's turning back, but it's a legitimate independent query. What about if she took the letter after Erisin and then the husband died? Would in that case not say Nisrokna because the letter was taken after Erisin? So he says, again, no, there's no quality of distinction. Armalaysa said, V'chi neder sh'nodor sh'l Nisarza. The neder she took before Erisin, Nisarza. Lo k'vaniru lo avla ba'la affair. There too, again, the husband can be artificially introduced to the situation, right? The Tamar Mesabam Nisrokna Rishuslav. So in that case, what we say if the husband dies, we say Nisrokna. So that would mean also, I feel Neder Shinodra Mishni Sarasa in Neder Shtuk after Rishin Mesabam, the husband died, Nisrokna Rishuslav. Bottom line is, we say that there's no distinction between them. Even though there's a chiluk, it's not a chalik. Since the nedarim are nedarim which are shaykh to the father, even if we introduce a husband, regardless of when the husband is introduced, whether at the time of the neder or subsequently, we always say nisrokna to the father. That's the thing. And again, according to Yushami, regardless of whether the baal was mefer before he died, it was not mefer before he died. Okay? Now, getting back to another point on Mishnah. Shabbat made for a beggar, the husband can be made for a beggar, by Masnisin, the Rabbi Lezer. The Amish Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer, the Amish Lezer, Imayos, the Yeli Ish, if she'll be to a husband, this is earlier in the parak we had this, Bogeros, Arusa, Kosum, Medabra. The Chiddush is, of course, if she's the Nesu, her husband can be made for her. But even if she's only an Arusa, as a Bogeros, her husband can be made for her betrothed fiancé, can be made for already. In other words, don't think you have to wait for Nisuin. Then that Erisin only works for Nara where there's a partnership. No, once she's Bogeris, her fiancé solo can be made for all the time.
Because her father loses control.
Right, father loses control. And then the control of the husband spreads on her.
Even though she's still living in her father's
house. That's right. So Kiddush, right, but that's a Kiddush from
Mishnah. She reaches the age of
majority. That's correct. I don't know. I didn't look it up. Well, look, but it sounds like, look, obviously Rabbi Lezer holds that way, not everybody holds that way. Rabbanon on that, I don't know what I don't remember what the Bible has argues, but certainly on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis at the beginning of the Perek, that was Machlokes Shmuel Rabban and Rabbi Lozer, whether Bogeres Arusa, her husband, can be made for law or not.
The age of majority, child turns 18, they can still live in their house, but they can do anything they want.
I don't know. I actually don't know if he passed them before Rabban. Could be passing Rabban. I didn't look up Sakhalov.
Somebody
told
me that
that's not the case.
No.
I don't know, Repaskin. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. That's right. Okay, I love the gimel. Nadra via Russo, if she took an edda and she was not Russo. She was not Russo ready. These guys about him, we just had this on top of the armor, and then she was divorced in that day, and he says about him, and God give you be betrothed again. I feel him even 100 times, I feel by Lahak on her father and her last husband, if in there they can nullify her vows. Zakah Shara principle, Koshul Yotzel, which was Atzma Shah Achas, as long as we can say, keep saying again, according to Yushama's spirit, he's striking her back and forth, right? Close the husband, back to a new, close her husband, to the father, back to a new husband, back to the father, and so on and so forth. As long as she was never home free at any time, of you, Bala Achron, her father, and the last husband in this series, whoever that is, Mephina, they nullified her vows. Rabbi Yehuda said, Oh, he tarshes the pasuk to teach us this principle. Afilu me'avayis, even the 100 marriages. Oh, it's a reboot. Mavil ba'achum mevin zera. Rabbi Yosef said, "Masisa amake." Rabbi Yosef says, "Shavio ba'achum mevin nedera." That which you dash Rabbi Hila, it's really the pshat in our Mishnah, which is partial. Okay, with the first part in the halach that we reiterate, that the mechamach lo yisav b'bita yaita meetzlo, omer lo yisav to call the dorm shereb tog, beis yerem for and nullify all of them. Chena ba'al shlo tikhoz yishuza before she becomes a nesua. Armelo, he says, they're calling the dorm, she's not out that shloti got to your chushusi. On the dorm, it took me before you entered my domain. Areel mufarna mufar, mishitikonis, shemishitikonis, so, because once she enters domain, any yachal offer her no longer works. Bogeres, if she's a Bogeres, she's over 12 and a half. Mishishas yud beis chodesh, or she's ready after 12 months after Eirus. Right? So we know 12 months, he has to marry her. If he doesn't marry her, he already has to feed her. That's a critical component here. Vamana, and Amana, Vamana Shloshim Yom, and Amana, Bulgaria, Amana Shloshim, Amana, after, a Basula gets 12 months. Between after Eirusin, before she has to get married. Hamon only gets 30 days. So Psula needs more preparations for the Chasna, right? So therefore, since that's the case, Psula after 12 months, Hamon after 30 days, says, since the husband at this point, it'll be her fiancé, after she comes to Vokeris, or after 12 months, or after 30 days by Hamon, whichever comes first, since he's kind of said, you offer him to be a mefer. Chomerim ena ba mefer, she goes to shul solo. Solo. Chomerim ena ba mefer, she goes to shul solo. It only is mefer once she is a nesua. Again, solo. Only once she's a nesua. It's an amazing thing. But Mizpah Sava, Rabbi Lezer, the Mizono, Sadova Toli. Rabbi Lezer holds his contingent on feet, on his requirement to feed her. Why is that? So it's really a lumbus. The truth is, Rabbi Lezer looks at a husband not as a husband, but as a food bag, right? So therefore, any nether she takes, nowadays, by some of us, it's the opposite. But nowadays, so the husband takes the nether of Bas Ishto, right? But this is the lumbus, that he takes, I didn't tell you. that he takes the nether, al das ish, al das, she takes the nether, al das, whoever's feeding her. So therefore, until now, the father was feeding her, so the father was part of the nether. But after 12 months, after by psula, after she comes to Bogeret, after 30 days, now the food comes from him, he has the authority. Kiddushisham nas lazun. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, let's say that if a guy was Makadish's wife, on the condition that he's going to feed her immediately after Erusin, Habal Mefilo, Habal nullifies the vows. And vice versa, Nosa Isha Menashelo Lozun, if he does Nisun with the woman with the condition that he's not going to feed her, Ha'av made for law, then the father should be made for Divrei Chachamim. Right? I'm sorry. Sir, they have of maker, the father should be maker. Period. Okay, that's it. There should be a period over there because that's the logic. That it's logic of Yehuda, that it's contingent on feeding. Divrei Chachamim, what's the logic of Chachamim? Rabbi Yaakov Shmuel Yochanan said, "Lo lomein about maker shekon sushu." So Chachamim hold it's not because it has nothing to do with feeding, but it has to do with rishus, and rishus is determined not by feeding but by nisuin. So even if Chaim is on the set, he still doesn't have the right to do the door. I don't know if they hold it's a logical machlekes what her das is, or that Rabbi Lazar holds it follows logic of das. But Baron hold it follows the, you know, kalachic state of nisuin as opposed to erusin. I'm not sure exactly what the crux of the machlokes is. Shemeres Yavam, a woman who's waiting for Yavam, Bailey Yavam, Echel Ben, Shnei Yavam, in regards to whether it's one or two, Reb Lez Mary Ofer, Reb Lez says, he can be maker. The question is, who's the he? Right, there are two Yavam in here. Reb Yeshua Mer, Echel, only there's one Yavam. Yavam, Lo, Shnei, but not two. Reb Kivam, Lo, Echel, Lo, Shnei. Not one, nor two. Now, it all has to do with Maimer and Zika, right? That's really what our mission is all about, right? So actually, Rabbi Lezer holds, according to the Bavli, the Pnei Moshe brings down, though it's not clear that the Yusham necessarily agrees, but the Yusham, the way the Bavli learned, that Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says, you offer it, so everyone already was Mimer. And since already was Mimer, that's already enough of a Kenyan that whichever the Yavamin did Mimer, he can be making the Dorn. Now again, it could be that Mimer only works through Rabbana, but Rabbi Lezer Lishitas, or Rabbi Lezer holds, it's out. It goes by, just like in the previous mission, he said it goes by al das, that she always says to him, al das, whoever feeds her, could be she does the net al das, the guy did mimer, and that's enough that he could be the maker, right? So that could be true, okay? Al die to the Rebbe Lezer, now says the Gemara, al die to Rebbe Lezer, mefer la vehe. It's not clear what exactly the proper gerusa should be. I was thinking Mefilo Vehem means both of them have to be Mefer, not like the Bavli. But Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi, that the coin to Pnei Moshe and Kormei does not say that. He says that according to the actually Pnei Moshe might learn that way. All right, look at him again. Maybe he does learn that way. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe he does learn that way. I think Rebbe Lezer made for Lord Behain. Both of them are made for it. The Marav Yavol B'Shem B'Yochlan, a few Kedushay Dmei Tov Simbo. No, it's a question, according to Pnei Moshe. It's like this. I think Rebbe Lezer made for Lord Behain. Behain is a question. Which one? The Marav Yavol B'Shem B'Yochlan, a few Kedushay Dmei Tov Simbo. And so that which Rebbe Lezer said in Rebbe Yochlan, a different case of Kiddush, you know, when one guy is Mekayesh after 30 days, the next guy comes to Mekayesh after 29 days, the next guy is coming to Mekayesh after 27 days, you know, Mekan Lacher, Shlosh Mekan Lacher's invitation, Mekan Lacher's invitation, where we say even 100 people can be Mekayesh that way, me Mefer, or which one of these 100 is Mefer? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara is not going to answer any of the questions asked over here. Vayna Ma'abi Yagul Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Also, that which Rabbi Yaakov said, name Rabbi Yochanan, if you buy an Amo Ivriya, the Yad of Nokota, you could do Yud and designate your Amo Ivriya to your minor child. It's the only case, according to him, I don't remember this from the Bavli at all, but maybe it isn't the Bavli. He said the only case where you can make a, it's from Kiddushin, so maybe that's what, I haven't done in a while. The only case you can be Makadosh a woman is if the father bought the girl as an Amma, and now this, he's Miyad, or he designates her for his young son. And it works. That's valid, can do valid Midoraisa. Shilas, can it be made for an Adorin? Is that enough for him to be made for an Adorin? Even though he has no Das, right? That's a loophole in the law. It's the one case in which it works because of the nature of Amr Ibriya. So, Vaynamai B'yachim Shem B'yachim, I don't remember it's in the Bible in such a case. Vaynamai B'yachim Shem B'yachim, Miyad, no Kotim, me Mefilah, who does that for him? If the father was Miyad or the son who is now the husband. Vaynamai, that would say, Rabbi Yachim Shem B'yachim, Rabbi Hilo Shem Lezer, Afilu Oshem Tolu Ein Law. It's talking about where a Cheresh marries, and that, of course, is a Kedushin Rabbana, right? So again, this would be contingent whether we hold that it's al das the cheresh, and then he could be made for, or do we say that we need a technical safe solution? Of course, it doesn't apply. Me made for law, can the cheresh be made for or not? None of these questions are resolved. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. We are on, to continue with last night's tape, we are on Halacha Vav, on page Lamed Aleph Rav. Most of tonight's Gemara is parallel to the Bavli. A lot of it is parallel to Bavli. I'm Rabbi Lozer. This is the logic. We could base it on for the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah discussed the Shemeres Yavam, whether Yom could be Matronet. And we said basically after Maimer he can. That's according to Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Kiva argued. Rabbi Lozer made to present his logic. He says, if a woman who he acquired himself, meaning a regular wife, he can be made for Nedorim after this week. Here, where Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him this wife by making Yavama, he can be made for Nedorim. On the way, Rabbi Kiva said, no. Not comparable. If you by one week who acquired himself, Shein Lachem Barushus, others do not have authority over that woman. So therefore, it's only his. And that's why he has permission to be made for an adult. So Rabbi Ishish Kolam Mishmar, as opposed to this woman who's granted him by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shein Lachem Barushus, other people have dominion over her. In that, we're talking about a case where there were two yachmen. Right, so therefore, even though one is the mimer, it's still not complete. Ain't over till it's over completely, and therefore, he can't be made for her nedarim. Okay, so Rabbi Shuba said to Rabbi Akiva, Rechvish de Yavin, you're right about a case where two Yavin. So there are Cherem Havrushus. She's not solely the province of the one who's going to be do mimer. However, Mata Meshiva Yomech, what he's in the case when there's only one Yavam. There's only one Yavam, so then there's no vying for authority, because the one who has the sole Yavam should have the right to be made for an Adonim. And that should kick in even after Mimer. Amalosi said, any Yavam a Gmurali Isha, Kishem Sharusa Gmurali Isha. A Yavama, even after Mimer, is not completely married in the same way that Arusa is. And the Korban Eiv Moshe made clear what's the difference, that even after Maimer, Yavama is not considered, at least Midoraisa, to be a Chiv Misa, right? And some of it's not with the Yavama, after Maimer, that person is still not liable to the death penalty until his actual Bia. Whereas in the case of the Arusa, of course, there's a death penalty incurred the moment she becomes an Arusa. So therefore, there's more affinity between Arusa and Arusa, and he can be made for Nedarim, than between at least in partnership with the father, than between a Yavam who did Maimer and his Yavimto.
How possibly the problem with the
Yeah, in fact, the Bavli speaks at some length about Zika, Brera, and you know, those issues here, you know, favorite issues, the Babli here and the Dharm combines together. There's Machlokas here by Yezikar and Zikar, Yezikar and Embraer, don't discuss that at length. The Yerushalmi doesn't discuss that, but Babli does. Amr Blaz, let's say, Umayim Yisra Shaloi Yali Yiba Rishus. Now, this is just an expansion of the Mishnah. Amr Blaz, let's say, Umayim Yisra Shaloi Yali Yiba Rishus, a woman who had no domain over her. Before she entered my dominion, that woman, once she enters my dominion, is completely mine, meaning a woman who is not a woman who is a regular wife before she became an Eruv, so she was nothing. Now that she entered my dominion, she's completely mine. Isha Shahayli Bishuzibama, where I had dominion over her, before she entered my domain. Once she entered my domain, is not going to be completely mine. Now, there are two ways we've had to explain the sugya here. In Rabbi Lezer and in Rabbi Lezer on Lam Gimel and Alf. One way was to say that we're looking to the technicality or the technical details of when she becomes in the Rishus or not in the Rishus. The other way is to say it has to do with her Das, right? Whether she's Noyd al Das this fellow or not Noyd al Das this fellow. So, and the obviously, and we say it has to do with being noted out that the fellow, even if the fellow has not yet technically taken her into his domain, since, for example, as we said, Lam Gimel, she's feeding, she's getting fed by him already, so that's enough for her nedarim to be contingent on his say-so, okay, because like Nedarim tonight. So here it sounds like Rabbi Lezer is shying away a bit from this bar. The Rabbi Lezer is using a difference by saying that the Rishus of Maimer should be sufficient Rishus in order for him to be able to be made for her nether. Why is that? Because Maimer is working on a woman who already had some shaykhus to him. And so adding on to that shaykhus, that should be considered to be sufficient shaykhus to be made for Nadarim because of the affinity, the intimacy between the two of them. That's what seems to be saying over here. We'll see if the more changes that in a few lines. I think it does. We'll see. No, it's not comparable. If you said by a woman who's a regular Rusa, you did not have any domain over Achlo Nicholas El Rishuscha before she came into your domain, Misha Nicholas El Rishuscha, but if you enter your domain, Hugmarach, she's completely yours. Shekashem Shaloi, why is that? Why is she completely yours? Shekashem Shaloi Ya Lachach Shekashem Shaloi Ya Lachach Bachelet. She says, you prior to having married had no portion in her. Kach Loya Lachem, but the soul to us did not have in her Imcha with you Chelek, a portion. So therefore, the reason why, once she's in Arusa, she's yours vis-a-vis Heter Nedarim, is because nobody else ever had a portion in her, and you now took over whatever portion there is. I mean, there are no other potential husbands, right? At least not ones who had an affinity to her prior to getting married to you. However, over here, in our case over here, right, Tamar Biksha is supposed to move it. This woman, where in fact you did have some zika prior to having entered your domain as Maimer, you want to contend that once Maimer is done, she's completely yours just being the Dorn? No, that won't work over here. Shekashem Shayelcha Bachelet, just like you had a portion of her, Kachayelcha Bachelet, so do others had a portion with you in her, right? Because obviously that we're talking about in the case and there's a second yacht. So you both had a portion in her.
And that's a reformer.
Right, but even Maimer, so if you say Maimer doesn't completely shy away from that.
No, but it negates the other potential
of the Rabbanan. So that might not be sufficient. That's Rabbi Yekiva's contending. It's not a sufficient negation of the other yavam. And the proof of that pudding is that if the other, as we learn ourselves, if the other yavam comes and has relations, So it makes the Maimer possible, right? Because you're not really only the wife of the second guy yet, right? So Amar Rav Shmuel said, that's true, Akiva Zvechem Shnei Yavim. That you can say by 2 year Yavim. Mata Meshul Yavim Echo. What about a case where he's the solo Yavim? There is no other man, right? Amar Lei, so he said, Kishem Shlochi Lak the Lord of Bechores Yavim Echo Vishnei Yavim. Just like you didn't divide for us between Shemeres Yavim to one, to Shemeres Yavim to two, Bencher also a Maimer, Bencher Loas or Maimer. Whether he did Maimer or not. Basically, what I'm trying to say, it seems to me, is that qualitatively, there's no difference whether it's 1 year of them, 2 year of them, whether Maimer is done or not. In all cases, her death is not going to be she's not going to be put to death if she's Mizana. If somebody's Mizana with her, it's not going to be put to death. So saying qualitatively, there's no distinction between these various states, whether it's 1 year or 2 year, whether it was Maimer yet or no Maimer yet. When Maimer says there's no death penalty, it's not comparable at all to an Arusa. Arusa, the affinity and the bond is so strong that there's a death penalty. You can't compare a woman who's Yavama or even a Baal's Maimer to that case. And therefore, there is insufficient affinity to be able to allow the husband or the Yavama, I should say, to be made for your daughter. Yeah, that's what he says here. So it says Mara Yachal Medar Meshvuz came. So that's good. No, I don't think so. Maria, okay. I'm like Kim Shlo Chilat Olanu. This Rabbi Akiva responded to Meshul, just like he did this relationship between Shemesh Yavam Echad. Whether it's one, or Shnei Yavim, or two year Yavim, they trust my Maimer, Shlos, or Maimer, whether Maimer was done or Maimer wasn't done. Now, the next line, actually, even though there's no Amar Lei, is a new statement. Yoram Medar Meshvuz, okay? Is this true by the Dar Meshvuz that the Maimer doesn't work? So says the Gemara. This is who's speaking to whom? Yeah, that's what the Shul says. Yochum Darim Shul's K. This is probably both in Darim Shul's that the Baal Maimer cannot be made for in the Darim Shul's. Amulo Aval, so he said yes, it applies It applies to Darim Shul's. And the reason why the Chilu between, why he mentioned Darim Shul's, if I recall correctly, later on this evening, we're going to see why he mentioned both in Darim and Shul's, not just in Darim by themselves. So Amar Lo Avo, he said yes. Amar Lo, now the next line I'm going to translate, not like a Karmanator, not like a Pneum Moshe, and rather I'm going to translate this as a statement which Rabbi Akiva made to Rabbi Yeshua. And Amar Lo, just like I hold the, just like I hold that Baal Maimer cannot do anything according to conventional pshat, he can't be made for Nedorim or Shavuos, he will also be made of Elazar ben Arach. Even if I was in the Eloisa, if you were, and if I were as well, says Akiva, in days of Elazar ben Arach, now Elazar ben Arach is one who holds the Masech of Omos, that Maimer's Kohen Akin and Gomer. Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is that even though Maimer is kind of kini gomer kohen elazar ben arach, that is not vis-a-vis nedarim. Vis-a-vis nedarim, the new husband can only be made for neder after bila. That's what Rabbi Akiva wants to be mechadish. He says, you know, Yisrael Rimer elazar ben arach, Omar, who says the ain is a mistake, who holds Maimer kohen elazar ben gomer, that Maimer works completely. It's an amazing concept. Even though Kohenet Elazar Arach, she is now technically after Maimer, the same thing like an Arusa, like a regular engaged betrothed girl. And therefore, her death penalty would now be, right, she wasn't assumed before, death penalty would now be chet, right, because she would be put to death if she was Mizani. Nevertheless, visiting the Dorim, it ain't over until she actually consummates the Yibum with Bia. And I think there's a logic to that. I think that the bottom line is that Rachel, I should be in the interest of truth and advertising. Moshe says that even after Maimer, according to Blitz Ben Arach, there is no death penalty. But I don't know if he's correct about that. Because I think according to Blitz Ben Arach, even after Maimer, since it's Kone Kenya Gomer, there is a death penalty if she's Mizanah.
It's
Midrabanan.
How could the Rabbanan institute
a death penalty? Yeah, but Lez Merach holds it's Midaraisa. He holds it's the Raisa. But the bottom line is that vis-a-vis Nadarim, the Arus normally can only be made for with the father, right? The Shukus with the father. And here I would say that the Arus, even after you mimer, is not considered to be a full Arus like in one normally is. And therefore, her Nadarim are not taken, according to Rabbi Akiva, her Nadarim are not taken by him, taken up by his ownership until actually such time as...
Because he's not supporting
it. Right. But even if...
According to Lezer Brother-in-law, he's still not supporting
her. Right, he's not supporting her. But even if he was supporting her, until Bia, I would say that until by Yibum, since the purpose of Yibum is Lohakim Shem Lohakim, until Bia takes place, it's not a full bond. The mother doesn't say Svar. It could be your Svar, it could be my Svar. But one point I wanted to make from the Bavli is that the Bavli says, in Yerushalmi doesn't bring this down, but the Bavli says that according to Yeshua, after Mimer, the reason why one of the reasons why after Mimer the guy can be made for Nadarim according to Yeshua is because after Mimer he already is liable to pay him his owners. So that way the Bible is going to learn that the contingency of Mimer is linked to the idea of her taking a Neder al Daito, even if it's not a full Kinyan Daraisa, because the Mimer already cements a relationship which would lead her to take a Neder al Daito's new husband. That's how the Bavli works. Yerushalmi doesn't make that clear. Yerushalmi fudges on that. It doesn't make clear whether it's a technical thing looking at the Rishus, the dominion she's under, or looking at her das. Okay, so I don't know how Yerushalmi and Shabbos waffles and is ambiguous on it. But it could be the Yerushalmi and the Bavli do all the same thing. That's contingent on her das as opposed to technical Rishus. I really don't know. It's up in the air. Okay? I love a sign. Harmonization, somebody says to his wife, any day you take me, from now until I come back from so and so location, they are sustained. But be forewarned. Any debt you take, I am automatically sustaining. It's not valid. You can't sustain another before it's taken place. If, however, you said, let them be null and void, you notified her that it should be null and void. Unless I'm moving forward, it says you can be made for prospectively. You can only be made for retroactively. Retroactively is not the right word. Retroactive? Okay, so that's the opposite of perspective? The retroactive? Prospectively means for the future. What's the opposite of perspective? Retrospectively, that's right. Great. Right. Not retroactively, retrospectively, that's it. Okay, so you can be make her prospectively. You can only be make him retrospectively. You can't be make her prospectively as well. You can't nullify the nether prospectively until it's taken. Rabbi Lezer really said, let me explain to you my logic. If you can be made for an Eneda which already was taken, became an Isser, right? Retrospectively. So then, it's not complicated. It can be made for the debtor, which has not yet taken effect, right, or prospectively. If you do it once it already took place, it's more severe. So you do it what says before it takes place. They said to him, no, he meant to be shoy for him. Her husband sustains them, and her husband nullifies them. And those that are susceptible to being sustained, which means already taken, are susceptible to being nullified. Never came to be sustained. It never has the potential to be nullified as well. And he gave another argument against her. He said, look, you want to say four words prospectively? Can you go to the mikveh before you come tell me because you're going to become tell me? Right? Once you tell me I can go to the mikveh, and it works retrospectively. Then you might this term, it doesn't, so it's not prospective safeguarding as you come and tell me. It's no such thing. Because Rabbi Elazar of Dana Dinah, so Rabbi Elazar came once to learn out differently. He said, my b'machu she'enu mofer, a place where he cannot do afaro, which are nidri atzom mishinoda. You can't be made for your own nidorim once you took an edit. You have to go to a chacham to be master. You can't be made for your own nidorim. Harehu mofer, but he can be made for still, and it should be nidre isto Mishatidor, instead of Nidre Atma Chaloidor, should be Nidre Ishno Mishatidor. He cannot be made for his own Nidorim after he took them. But he can be made for his wife's Nidorim after he took them, right? Okay? Let me read that again, the way the Shaitor is doing so, and it's changing. My mother, starting from the first line. My makom she'enu mefer, a place where it can't be mefer, nidre atzmo mishinor is on the door and wants to do neder. Harehu mefer, he can be mefer, nidre ishto mishatidor, he can be mefer his wife's neder after she took them. Makom shu mefer, a place where he can be mefer, which are nidre atzmo chulohidor. You give me most of it, though. It's really what kol nidre is. What is kol nidre every year? What do I say in kol nidre? It's perspective, right? So how can be, if I could, it's a kav v'chomer. If I can't be made for my own adornment retrospectively, I have to go to chacham. But I can't be made for my wife's adornment retrospectively, right? I can nullify them. So certainly, since I can be made for my own neder prospectively, right, by standing at Yom Kippur and saying, I don't want all my nedarim of the next year to be valid, I should certainly be able to be my wife's nedarim prospectively. I would say, all of your nedarim from the next year should be null and void. Right? Makes sense? That's a little smart. Then let me read it sorry, from the beginning. My mamakum shayna mefer, where you can't be mefer. Nidrat Rishonah, you own the dorm after you took them. Harehu mefer, you can't be mefer. Nidre ishto, mishatizor, in the dorm, his wife, retrospectively. Makum shu mefer, the place where he can be mefer, which are nidre atzmo, atzmo, yidor. Again, changing this one more. We make your own the dorm prospectively before you take the nether. Ain't no dainty affair. He shows be able to be made for nidre ishto atchelo tidor. His wife's the door before she takes the nether. So that's everyone's argument. This should be prospective afar. So the Gemara says again. Rav Shaitor so changes that low. It changes to Amalei Rabbi Akiva. That he said no. Malam was retorting. He retorts it. Malam ain't believe that atchelo tidor. You know why a person can be made for his own door before he takes the nether? Why he can tell people he doesn't want to be an editor? Because at that point he already has in his hand the capacity to sustain his own nether. Right? I can sustain my nether and therefore I can nullify it ahead of time. However, before she takes in the dorim, because it works. He cannot be making his wife's adorim at this point. It's too early, right? So therefore, because since it links the two. Her husband sustains the dorim, her husband is made from the dorim, and she both kolak, and those which he can sustain, both kolak, and he can nullify. And she both kolak, and those he cannot sustain, ain't over low bones, the upper cannot nullify. So as long as the dorm, he can sustain any time. And therefore, he can nullify them any time even prospectively. But his wife's dorm, he can only sustain after they've been taken. And then he therefore can only nullify them also retrospectively. What? Yeah. Okay? He's even before they're taken. But his wife's only after taken. Okay, look at this. Hey, ben adorim kol yirik. You can be made from adorim the entire day. Yesh b'davar l'hok l'achmi and what? There's a kul and a chumra in this. Ketzad. Now, it's not necessarily a kul and a chumra, but I'm just saying that it doesn't go by 24 hours on the clock. It goes by the 24-hour days period. So sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. That's l'hok l'achmi and what? Sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. Ketzad also, l'hok l'achmi and what? She took another Friday night. Maybe on Shabbos he has almost 24 hours to be made for the Neder, right? Friday night, if you have a Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, we should take Shach until nightfall. Noder im Chasher, what if she took a Neder right before nightfall, Motzoi Shabbos? That's a bummer. He has a very short period. Made for a full Tech Shach. You can only go be made for until the sun sets. She didn't know if Chasher, what if it wasn't made for once the sun sets, Eino Yachal Afri can't be made for anymore. Tiger Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lezir, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, well, man, I may open the door, may I say, say, argue on Mishnah, they say that post the door is for 24 hours. My time, Rabbi, what's not, you go to Rabbana, and then our Mishnah will say, it's that day, not 24 hours. My time, Rabbi, what's not, you go to Rabbana, the Yom Shomo, it says on the day, you hear the nether, day you hear the nether is only one. You know, I want to ask you a question. Well, somebody put on my email group today a question where the Yerushalmi says, and we had this, I remember this, and they couldn't find my CD-ROM, where the Yerushalmi says that women usually die before men. Do you remember that quote? No. No, remember that quote? We had it for sure. The women usually die before men because of childbirth, you know, they have higher mortality rates. That's right, that's why she doesn't have children, because she has higher mortality rate. You don't remember such a thing? Do you remember? I definitely remember it. Yeah. No idea. Okay. Guys, disappointing me. Okay. Alright. So again, that's the Gemara. They both say after the dorm, but it says 24 hours. My time, Rabbi, what's logical, Rabbi? Rabbi, say it's only that date. You don't get 24 hours. That day. That day. 24. You don't get 24 hours because it says the day, it hears. My time, the Rabbi Yosef, who says 24 hours because it says miyom miyom from day to day, which means from this time today to the second hour, 24 hours. My time, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, time of the Rabbi, miyom shomo. What does he do with the words miyom shomo? Which says he did the day that he only has that day, not 24 hours from the time of the year. He part the shnodja, but chil salayat. There is a case of getting almost 24 hours when she takes a nether that is the beginning of the night before, so it's almost 24 hours. What did Rabbana do that with Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yudah said, from day to day. It's talking about where she took the nether at the beginning of a Friday night. Same idea. In that case, she has technically, she has from day to day. Okay? Now, it says here, Ved Nishtate. By the way, not everybody puts a period after Leila Shabbos. Some people put the period elsewhere, but so I'm going to learn it. Nishtate. The person was silent. He was stricken dumb. The Chazi Burani became, his speech was restored that same day. Now back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, and the Sukhav Dalshos, Kun Rabbi Yudah, you give him. Time corresponds to the days when he was stricken dumb. because it's got to be 24 hours of the capacity to be made for it, which he underwent. Even though the day was punctuated, let's say, by a 6-hour time frame in which you couldn't speak, you still only give till nightfall, because that's the parameter until nightfall. No matter how much time that allots you, that's all you get. Right? Simple enough? Nishtati, because you were silent and came back to speak. It seems like the identical case, but obviously it's not. So I would like to say that the pshat is that we're talking about a guy who goes in and out of dumbness. Every day he talks for a couple of hours. Right? So how does that work? Right? He gets a couple of hours, and let's say it takes him 12 days to get 24 hours. Right? So according to... right, that's how I'm touching. Like, you can show to eat the chol. So thank you, Rabbi Yossi. The current Rabbi Yossi, mitzafim ochotav chos. You gather up, you scrape together 24 hours over the next 12 days. Thank you, Rabbanan, Queen Rabbanan. Loyalam umeifer ohelach hachachos adiburo. You can think the next, that thought there is misleading. That thought should not be there. Shviloyalam umeifer ohelach hachachos adiburo. Leaf neshkiya sacham sho achas olein yochol afer. In other words, it's a very cool thing going on. The Rabbanan hold, you can give him hundreds of hours until someday he actually is capable of speaking for some time before Shkia, and then Shkia comes. Because going on Rabbanan, it's 24 hours. So 24 hours can be clocked over a number of days. Going on Rabbanan, it's a Shkia. A sun setting on him, which ends Yom Shavuot. Well, that means the sun has to set upon him when he's lucid. So that he keeps on going on until such time as he's lucid at the Shkia someday. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mufar Lach B'mincha. If a guy says it should be Mufar for you, your nether should be nullified for you by mincha time. Mufa lolim. Same thing like mufa forever. Mukha lolim mincha, guys, it should be mukum for you mincha time. Sustained for you mincha time. Mukum lolim, it's sustained forever. Okay, so in other words, the statement of mincha is superfluous, and we don't even take it into account. However, what if he said mufa loch ad ha mincha? Mufa to you until mincha. Doesn't matter, same thing. So you say anything like saying it's mover from mincha on. In other words, no matter what, once the letter is punctuated by hafara, that lasts forever. Okay? Time to even what's over there. If you're in the Shabbos, what can you make a nether on Shabbos? The husband or the father. That's the problem. Tani, we learn. Shabbos made it. It makes no difference if the nether's for the purpose of Shabbos or the nether's not for the purpose of Shabbos. It makes no difference because Hafora, how much time do you get for Hafora? How much time do I get for Hafora? One day, right? Same thing. I mean, Machlokas, but the same idea. So you only get the first day. So therefore, you're not going to be made for on Shabbos. You're never going to get a chance to be made for because the clock is ticking, right? So therefore, you're going to be making a dorm ben Shabbos ben Shabbos to gratis. A ben a dorm shay and so Shabbos a dorm shay and so it's where it's necessary for the Shabbos or not. The sholim are to be soiled by a chacham the dorm shay and litzorech Shabbos. Only a dorm which are necessary for that Shabbos. A shalom litzorech Shabbos lo. But if it's not for the purpose of Shabbos, you can't be soiled on Shabbos. Why? It says zokin shul, but it should better the Gilead fine changes it. Shahu zokin, because since it's a guy who's a zokin, a talmid chacham was being made for yachol afer lamachar. Let him wait till tomorrow. In other words, if it's not necessary for Shabbos, why should you do it on Shabbos? And it's like you have to be made for matir nedorim on Shabbos, like doing a din. So let him wait for the next day instead of doing it on Shabbos. Okay. El Krabi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Krabi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. So now I ask the Mark Corner, I'll be able to see the Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Dorma says, every Dorma says you get 24 hours. So let's say she takes there at 3 o'clock Shabbos afternoon. So when does she have time? 3 o'clock the next day. So Afilu, it should try to herself, throws in the word Baal here. afilu bow, even the husband or the father, same thing. The doim shein the tzorach haShabbos, even as the tzorach haShabbos, the shaita so throws in four words here. Yafir, it should be mefer. Shlo tzorach haShabbos lo yafir. The Sabbath of the haShabbos shouldn't be mefer, right? The Gemara is missing a few words here. But should be the doim shein the tzorach. In the doim shein the tzorach haShabbos yafir. Shlo tzorach haShabbos lo yafir. It should be doim shein on the tzorach haShabbos lo yafir. But you get the idea. Since you ask at 3 o'clock tomorrow, it's on the Sabbath of Shabbos. Let him wait, be mefer. Says, Ma, you're right, you're right. He departed, made with a bad case. Give me a call, even according to Rabbi Yosef, you know, Rabbi Yosef Shimon, she not Rabbi Tchila for your Shabbat. She took the nether Friday night. And that's why, by the time Shabbos is over, there won't be any time anymore, so that's why it can be made for it. On Shabbos, even if it's nether, which doesn't have to do with Shabbos itself.
Why don't you say that Shabbos suggests just go to Shabbos?
Because the issue to be done in on Shabbos is the Rabbonah. So Rabbanan didn't take away the didn't change the halachos of the Matir Neder. It's not similar enough to Din that they should make the changes there. Okay, again, it's their gzera, so they decided not to extend the gzera to the Dorim. So anyway, Rav Shem Yechot says, Habal Shema Inka Neder, Inka Shavua. Her husband said, though her father said, there's no Neder Shavua here. Ramak Lum, that's a meaningless statement. Because that's language that she used by a chacham. A chacham undermines entire neder, right? Because Pesach or Charota works by undermining neder and says, "Enka neder of Loisa." We actually say that in Hatoras Nedarim, where we're matir neder on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what a chacham does. He undermines entire neder retroactively. The zaken, but if a zaken says and her husband does not, and vice versa, zaken shomar mufalach. I'm nullifying the neder, but I'm canceling the neder. Well, my form, that's meaningless again because that's not his role. That's what the father or husband does, and that's from here on in. But a chacham works retroactively, nullifies and doesn't undermines the entire neder. So therefore, each one has to say in their own language. Okay? I don't remember this in the Bible or not. I didn't see it this afternoon when I was looking it up. Anyway, I think it is though. I think it is. That you can't switch the shunas.
The difference between a Haforas Nedarim and a Hataras Nedarim with regard to this is, for example, the wife is over her neder.
Before the husband is made for her, she requires kapara.
Right.
Right. The catch is that even when she's called as matir neder, still required to still assume it, but not the same degree of kapara.
Really?
Because when the chacham is matir neder, still when she did avera, she did it l'shem avera. In other words, she had bad thoughts. So it requires kapara, not necessarily directly. Even if that is ultimately retroactively abrogated, but since at the time she did it, she was, you know, sinful. So it requires some degree of kapara. So that's not such great enough to me. Anyway, says Mara, Amar Be'ayah said, Rishonim Hayu Nisholim. The Rishonim asked, the older generations used to ask, Ma'ush Yishol Adam Akrish, Yishol Adam Akramoso. Can a person be person who was sustained his wife's nether, go to a chacham, be matir nether on his sustaining, and then go and be made for his wife's nether. Got that? He sustained his wife's nether. Can he go now to a chacham and say, I want to be matir my sustaining? Because sustaining itself is like a nether. So can he undermine his suspension, if you may use that word, of his wife's nether, and then go back and nullify her nether? Is it okay? Okay, but the other way around, the Gemara doesn't ask because I don't think the Gemara asks. But the other way around, doesn't ask. What happens if the husband is made for his wife's name? Now he wants to go to Chacham and be Shoyal Allah for Russell. He wants to overturn his Hafaras, so the original neder should be valid. That's what doesn't ask. Because Hakama sustaining his wife's neder is like a neder itself. And that perhaps you can be the Shoyal Goro Chacham and Shoyal one. But to undermine a neder is not a form of neder, but rather it's like a veto power. And therefore going to Chacham would not help to undermine that Hafara which you did.
go back to his wife and say, make another letter.
Yeah, but she won't want him to say, make another letter. Don't have to anymore. Anyway, so that's what I said. All right, everybody, show me the Shom. He says, Maushi Shoda Makos, get a person going to ask to undermine his Akoma. Hey, Chavita, what's the case? Nada Isha Bisham Abala. If the woman or maiden had her and her husband heard for Loy Fair Law, and it just let 24 hours lapse, she's the Shaina made for, Now, for some reason, the Gemara switches gears here. I have a feeling there's something missing here. But the Gemara reinterprets the case, so it's like a different case altogether. So it says, if a kefa husband went 24 hours or till the end of the day wasn't made for, he can't be made for anymore. But when he about as a husband, Mao Shifalonian and Zokin, can he be made for his nether? Can he be matu the nether? Or do you have a husband who's a husband and he's also Tamachochum? And he missed the 24 hours or the end of the day in terms of being made for. Can he then be matu? Between him and her, it's fascinating. It's really like his in the door. That's the thing that God said. What does it mean, his in the door? We didn't take the matter. She took the matter. She's no longer have marital relations with him. But not their marital relations. That's complicated matters. So whether it's her nether, it's not his nether. So I think what it says, usually Atzmon, it means he's like an Ogeh Bedorim, because it's relevant to him. And since Heter Nedorim is like a thing, so therefore he can't be Matir Nedorim. That's what it is, because he won't be able to be objective, right? That's what I think the Gemara means. So it says the Gemara again, Amen Nedorim should be no Labino, Nijay Atzmon, they're like his Nedorim. So what's the story about? It's talking about being Dorm Shabena Labena Achim, the Dorm between her and others, right? So says Umara. Now here the Kushari Teres Yisrael, the truth is, the Kushari Teres Yisrael, the Ben Ari on the bottom, and also the Tzion Yerushalayim on the side, all say have to change the gears based on the certain Ramban. Should be, V'lomas Nisoni, is it not a Mishnah? What's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, in the Goyim Perek Beis Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, it says, Aflo Nidre Ishto Shebeino La'acherim. He can't be made for Nidorim, which are between his wife and other people. So says Amara, V'lo Rabbi Huda, so we see here that he can't be made for any Nidorim his wife took, and even be matzah them. Because the halachas we're going to see later today, Mitzvah Shem, is that one cannot be made for one's wife's nedarim unless they're beino lebeino. Unless they have to do with the relationship. They have to do with the third party. It must be hatorah, not aforah. Yet it says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no hatorah by a husband on the nedarim between her and somebody else. So we see he's puzzled to be matir her nedarim altogether. Even the nedarim which he himself cannot be made for. Because they're not being able to be, no, he still cannot be matzah. Okay? Is that clear? So it's more, well, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Flow tying of Hashem Rabbi Yehuda. Back to the more Rabbi Chia tying of Hashem Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said Chachon all that way as well. Right. He learned that Mishnah's Chachon. My last thing is Rabbi Lai, can you matzah net at night? If it's like a din it can't be done at night, right? So it's more a mind, neither a bow, no. If the nether of the husband, your cousin, Bayoim, says, Bayoim, he took the nether during the day. Harayo made for a Belilah's nether can be nullified at night. I'm sorry. My nether bow means the nether that the bow was made for. And it says by nether the bow was made for your cousin. Beyond it says, Beyond Shamo. Right, and there he is. Harayo made for Belilah. The husband can be made for a night. The nether which is talking is Matir. She ain't kosher by Yom. It doesn't say it during the day. But kosher can have a chomer that we may have done at night as well. Matir de kurma, you do it through a translator, meaning through literally an interpreter. Yishmini me'ad up, screw from here. Like Baba Zucha, Baba Zucha was the translator, the interpreter, the Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan, the Chadisa with a certain woman, Lohavis Chachama, who was not accomplished or was not knowledgeable, Nishma Subitia, to speak the Subitian language, which some people say it's the Sursi, but anyway, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't, and her were not on the same wavelength, so there was a translator, or an interpreter, so we see interpreter can help to be matan dorm through the interpretation. Now, I don't remember this, that we're mocking on this, but here it says, Ein Yisrael Ela Nedorim Ela Atufim. The people who are Matir Neder, the basin, they have to sit wrapped. Meaning they have to wear Salinos. They have to wear hats. Those things. Huh? So, Atum is either a talus or a hat servant, right, so generally speaking. But nowadays, they come in porcelain. They also have to sit. The person who's being asked, he sits. The person who's asked has to stand. From here it says, understand, the people who have the dispute, they have to stand. Now here's a passing line, the Amud Yerushalayim talks about some length. I only know people who stand El Nidoyim if they're judged. What if somebody comes to ask questions in Allah and Agadita? You come to ask your Rebbe about Allah and Agadita. Then you're supposed to stand? Extra bob. The extra bob is a reboy. It includes even if I come to ask you shilos. I'm supposed to stand when I'm asking shilos. Not just court case, but even shilos. So when Yerushalayim says, why we're not makhdi, it goes this story about, the old days when people were strong, men were men, the questions were questions, but now that men are not men and questions are not questions, we're not so makhdi upon this anymore. Okay? Unless we're afraid to fall asleep while we're asking the question. Now the next line is very cryptic. I'm going to translate the next few lines, like the Ritbaz, even though the other people have other interpretations, but it seems to me that the Ritbaz is the best interpretation. Rabbi Yaakov Rapapa, Sogh Mishir Nido to Rabbi Yami. Rabbi Yaakov Rapapa went to be Matir the Ned of Rabbi Yami. Icher Bramida, so Rabbi Yami stood up, literally Icher means he carried in standing, Kidei Loimar Enkan Ned. He only sat down, I guess Rabbi Yami is very old. He only sat down once the person who was being Matir the Storm said, Enkan Ned. But then he sat down. Beyond that, even though you start to sit afterwards, you don't have to stand up for the rest of it. Right? Rabbi Mana saw Mishay Ned Nidra de Gamil de Kunsei. Rabbi Mana was going to be Machi Ned of the Gamil de Kunsei. Ichabam be the same kind. So a little bit more he was Machi. The Gamil de Kunsei stood to de Loma Enkaneder in Kachfuah. Now they just say Enkaneder in Kachfuah. Rabbi Mana saw Mishay Nidra de Gamil Barbre. Ramana went to be Matthew the Nether of Gamliel, the grandson of Gamliel the Kunsei. Amalisa said, Lo Tavli Kamo David the Safta. Don't let me sit down like you let my grandfather sit down. El Tivloch, you sit for an Akayim Loch and I'll stand. And in fact, in our Seder, we can say, Ekam Lo Nether, Vlo Iser, Vlo Shamta, Vlo whatever, Vlo Oru, Aliyeshkan, Slicho, Mechilu, Kapora, by all that stuff we say, the meaning is that the person who's asking that his neder should be mutar stands the whole time. Okay, like the last thing here. So it's a chumra, but that's what it says. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yirmiya Barabbah, Shemim Shmuel said, here's the makor for our hatars nedarim. I don't recall this being in the Bible. Shlosh Yishavim Liftach, Matir and Kazakim. We have three men who know about a Pesach. Remember, that's why every year I ask whether it's Jim Pesach or Rota is, then if he might have never liked the Zokin. Three who know what a Pesach is are the same like the Zokin who does it on his own. What? Okay. Pesach is when there's something in the nether itself inherently which would have caused the nether, to be nullified later on. Charot is just where you regret it. They didn't have anything inherent in the dead or any flaw in that involved.
In fact, the Abu Yishlam brings down based on where they robbed, though I don't see it's kind of oblique in the government of the time. But he wants to say that when you're Matinetta based on Pesach, that's when the Yonim have to sit, because that's a court case. When you're Matinetta based on Charot, the Yonim don't have to sit, because that's not really a court case. Because to make sure Pesach is correct, that's a court case. They're just a person that is Chem Mischaret, so what do you have to check out? Okay? Rabbanan is the client, so the concern is that the Makam Shiesham Zokin, three people know how to make Pesach, and even Imatu where there is a Zokin. They don't have to go to Kartik, Zokin. I'm a Kavir Kohen Rabbi Yosef, say Rabbi Yosef, hey, wait a minute. Ravuna Roshe Amatos. Now, here the Jews is messed up. And according to the Pnei Moshe, means that the proper Jews from the Ron. If you take a look at the end of the first line, Pnei Moshe, I'm going to call Rabbi Yosef, say Rabbi Yosef, Ravuna Shari Nitra. Ravuna solo was Mati Neder. Zir Boy Kumi Rabbi Yosef. Zir Asif Rabbi Yosef. Ravuna Roshe Amatos. This is Ravuna, the head of the Mate. In other words, what made him a Zokin that he can do it by himself? If Ravuna ain't the head of the congregation, who else going to be the head of the congregation? Ravuna is the best of them all. So if there's a Zokin to be Mate by himself, it's got to be Ravuna. Okay? Period. Third line. Now this is, I think we had this once before in Yerushalmi, but I don't remember where. It's totally not relevant to Nedarim. It's basically a Gemara Sanhedrin story in the Bible. If a person can't get the real smicha, because in Yerushalmi, remember that we were getting the real smicha, right? So it can be a minor for individual things, like yore, yore, yodin, yodin, like we do today. Does that work? That's not for me. A Rav, in fact, when he said Rebbe appointed him to go to Chutz Lawrence, Lat in the Dorim, Lios Kesomim, that he can pass in the Dorim and in Nida. Okay, so we see in Imam, give a heter a row for specific things. Man the Dormach, once Rebbe died, Boy Gabi Vrei Mumen Bechoros. Rav went to Rebbe's son and asked him to give him Smicha to be Matir Bechor, the Bechor has a blemish to let it go out free. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Bible says he didn't give it to him because Rav himself didn't give it to him because Rav's expertise was so great other people would not have understood how expert he was and therefore come to make mistakes in learning from Rav's example. And that's what you hear, therefore the son said, I'm like, not giving you more permission than my father gave you. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, Kula Yoyevla, he gave him all permission. Rather than he should judge by himself, lat in the dharma and be martineder, liros kesamim to see nida, liros mumish of a golem, and also to look at the revealed movement in a bechor. Man the damach when Rebbe died, bar gabi bray mumish of a seser, he asked Rebbe's son for permission to look at movement in secret. On land, that Rebbe's son said to Rav, any mitzvahs on mashlos chav, whatever daddy gave you, that's enough. Even though you say you appoint elders for specific things, we share royal chosen, it's got to be suitable for all things. And, in other words, it can't be a klutz in one area, it's got to be a tamachachim in all areas. In found case, Rabbi Shimon Levi, money the chol tamachim, he gave smicha, real smicha, because he was in Eretz Yisrael to all students. Except, Rumitzal Chad, he was upset by one of them. Dava Gavi Beine, he had some blemish in his eyes, and therefore he couldn't do chalitza. You know, he couldn't do chalitza because by chalitza you have to see the. If you're a based monk, you could see the shoe, you couldn't see the saliva. His eyes said he was not blind, but he couldn't see properly, so he couldn't see the saliva. Therefore, Lavi Yochum Amnise, he couldn't appoint him to give him real smicha, because he couldn't judge chalitza. Umani Yosef by Michim, so appoint him for specific things. Adam is teaching us a royal of Rechod, royal chod vorim, so if he's, in order to be right for one thing, he has to be right to everything. Shay and royal chod vorim is not suitable for everything, I feel Adam Rechod and Roy, he can't appoint him for one thing. Maulinos came there, can I give temporary smicha? Right? That's what you should do. You should give smicha for terms. Renewable smicha. That can make a killing out of the licensing.
You don't pay your tuition.
That's right. You should read it. It's every year. Rabbi Yechia Barab, Asakar, Rabbi Lezer, Pious Rabbi Yudin Nasi, convince Rabbi Yudin Nasi, the grandson of Yudin Nasi, they should write me, Chad Iko, a certain letter, Dayakir, I can get prestige from it. David Lanossi, I can go to make a parnasa with it. Labras Raisa in Chutz Lawrence.
It was not a green card. It was a smicha that he should go and show people that he could appoint to be a rabbi.
will probably say so. They convince Rabbi Yehuda because of a wrote Harisha Shalachem Otter Gadol. He said, "You're a great person." Shluchenu, he's our emissary. Chesbon is similar to us. Actually, he doesn't know until he comes back to us. And he gave a dispensation to act as a rav in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, now in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, yes, temporarily until he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chizkin, Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Zmina, Umat, but some say B'Shem, Rabbi Dustoy, Sabo, the other name Rabbi Dustoy, the Achim Kosov, this is what he wrote, same idea, Harishon, Lach, Lachem, Odom, God, we send you a great man, but what a great man! Shein Abosh, Lomai, Lo Shmati, he's not embarrassed to say, I didn't know the answer. That's what makes a man a great man. Okay? If he thinks he knows the answer to everything, he's not a great man. Oh well. Ma'u atir v'plunis. Can be matinetta wearing just the yarmulke without the borsal. Okay? According to the players of the Kormei, the Pnei Moshe Shas, can you imagine that wearing your shirt without wearing your jacket? Now we have vote, same idea, because the talus zayin has to be mu'utaf to the esther, covers his head, and he has to cover his shirt. He can't just wear a tunic. So it says more Rayvosha Yochan said, Matin of Plunis. You can use it's good enough. Either Yamak or shirt, whichever one is. And we should have been lady, he did plunus, he actually did it in a shirt. And Shavina said, Mokum Shane Talus. It's only where there is no talus. But if there's a talus, you gotta wear a talus. Omri Bisar Boom the Dorian Kam also by lighter Dorian, but by more stringent Dorian you actually need to have Ituf, you have to have either your head covered or your body covered as well. So on this they say, again, I don't know if they've seen this, but they say that the Dorian Kali means the nether which came out to Mutar de Charota and doesn't need a Pesach. Pesach is the nether chomer, then you have to have a, you have to sit with your Borsellino and your Armani suits. Okay, Hadrach, your friend. Hadrach now Marosa. With two women in the back. And the dorm she made for, these are the dorm that the husband made for, or the dorm she spent in the nevish, since it's caused her anguish. Im echatzim lo echatz, such as I'm going to take a bath or not take a bath. Im es kasher, I'll take to put on makeup, the worst kasher. On my basis, he said, ain't elohim nizre nefesh, this has nothing to do with affliction of soul, and he's going to discuss what affliction of soul is in the Gemara. Stephen says, kol nerev choshu asitzer, la'nos nefesh. Says, what can be made for? The dorm which are lanos nefesh, which afflicted, and we have the dorm shesh b'minu nefesh, only in the dorm which afflict. The dorm shebeno lebeno. What about the dorm which have to do with intimate details between the two of them? Minayin. How many of those two we can be made for? Because it says ben ish v'ishno.
Well,
hello.
Hi. Okay. So we're actually missing like a blot and a half here. By the end of the parak, till Daf Lamed Zayin. So beginning of parak, Lamed Hey Amud Beis.
Okay.
Aloch Aleph.
Yep.
Okay. Ein Adam Shu Mefer. I actually started this, and then on the previous day, and I don't know. I guess the whole tape is missing. These are the dorm which the husband or the father, depending on the situation, can annul for his daughter or for his wife or daughter. The dorm shishben inui nefesh. The dorm which afflict the girl, the woman, such as imerchas imlo erchas. If I spend $10 today. What's the language I should say? Let's see here the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe im erchatz chule. You see that?
Yeah.
Gemara pligi v'pirush of the Masnisa. Gemara that's machlekas. It's the interpretation of the Mishnah. Ba'bavli meforish lahachi. The Bible explains like this. Masnisa in the dorm mushvus ktani. The our mission to that dorm and shvus to be lush chachamim shvus b'chal nedorim, because in the lush chachamim shvus are included in nedorim. In other words, all over Shas in the Bavli, nedorim shvus are called nedorim interchangeably. right?
Mm-hmm.
And what God spoke about this recently in a yeshiva where I was giving a faher, that Nazirus, for example, was a shvuah, but everybody thinks of it as a nether.
Okay.
Because it's a nether, it goes on an object, on the chefza. A shvuah goes on the gavra, on the person. I'll do something, I won't do something, that's on the person. I'll eat, this object is mutter to me, also to me, that's on the object.
Mm-hmm.
So shvuahs technically are on the gavra, but in the Bavli, they're often called nedarim. When I say bli nether on something, I mean bli nether ushvua. And I'm saying bli nether because nether generically includes nedarim.
Okay.
So, by the way, it must be in the door, it's supposed to be in the Rosh Chacham, it's supposed to be in the door, amen. Like, I'm in Erchaz, Klomar, Hanas, Chitza, Salai, Lo, Olam, I may, the person be, may, a person says, may I be forbidden to wash forever, in Erchaz, Ayom, if I wash today, Hare, Nether. So there, that's a nether on, because it's going on the object, even though it's a strange object, it's going on the Chitza. Chitza is here considered an object.
Okay,
it's true that it's hard to think of Rechitz as an object because every water is a different drop of water, but that's how he's the Bobby's understanding. Shvuah Shel Erchatz, right? If a person doesn't mention Hanah, which is Hanah of the thing, but rather the act itself, right? That's how it's Shvuah, Rei Shvuah. Okay? Cheni is Kashet, if a woman takes an error, if she's going to adorn herself. Hanos kishut asura laila olam is kashet hayom. This would be a woman takes a nether on the hanos of kishut that she shouldn't have any pleasure from makeup. If she then makes herself up today, that's a nether, right? Imos kashet, that's the end of it. Shvush los kashet, and that's imos kishut laila olam imos kashet hayom. In lois kashet, shvuah lois kashet, then that's a shvuah. If I say, if I don't adore myself today, I'm never going to adore myself, that's a shvuah. Okay? So that's how the Bavli explains it.
Okay.
How the Shami explains it? Not sure.
You'll have to see.
Yes. So, im erchatz, imu erchatz, right? So, it could be in the day, and then it could be a shvuah. Im es kashet, imu es kashet. Om Rabbi Yosef. And Elon Idre Nidhi Nefesh. These are not Idre Nidhi Nefesh. So, Moshe says, Om Rabbi Yosef, Ein Elon Idre Nidhi Nefesh, a nether bilva poig Rabbi Yosef Atanakam. It's only arguing a nether. So you're like, Im Omra Hanas Rechitza Allah, Asura Allah, the Olam, she forbids Hanoah of Rechitza upon herself in Erchat Sayom, and she wants to say, Ein Zin Nether Shidhi Nefesh. Why is not Nether Idre Nefesh? She'll Ere Efshalah Shalot Erchat Sayom. Don't wash yourself. They look at us chitza solom, and then you won't have the pleasure of washing yourself also upon yourself. Sheminias yom echad mir chitza v'kishut enu inu nefesh. Okay, so just refrain from washing and making oneself up for one day is not according to Rabbi Yosi inu nefesh. The nivul shiyom echad lo adi nivul, disgusting for one day is not disgusting.
Okay.
So obviously machlos rabbanu Rabbi Yosi is whether disgusting for one day is disgusting, right?
Okay.
So you know, from Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it seems that Inui Nefesh of one day is Inui Nefesh, because the whole point of one of the Inuyim of Tisha B'Av and of
Yom Kippur. The Ikar Inui there is Achila V'Shtiyah.
Right. That's true. It's not a real definite raya, but it's kind of it's the fact that Chazal Asa V'Chitza indicates that also there's an Inui Miktsas, but the thing in Miktsas. But maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, Inui Tzas is not considered to be Inui Nefesh. Okay? Big Inui.
All the Inui in the Raisa or?
No. Okay. Says Gorak, Steve Konerb Kushvasi Sola Anos Nefesh. The husband or father can annul the daughter which have Inui Nefesh. It sounds only things where there are afflictions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. How do you know that also in Dharma, which are Beino Lebeino? They don't afflict, but she says, it takes a net, she's never going to cook again, right? That's Beino Lebeino, right? It's not even Nefesh, it's Beino Lebeino. So, How do we know that he can also be mefer? It says ben ish liishto. Okay, ish liishto means whatever concerns their relationship. Akhtum bebach, that works by a husband. But of minayin, I know it's true by a father. So ben av liito, because the pasuk goes on to say after ben ish liishto, it says ben av liito. So the vayim shemay no lebeno applies to them as well. So since they're linked to each other, the father and the husband, just like the husband only mefer either neder sheish b'inu nefesh or neder shebeino lebeino, of eno mefer and dorim sheish b'inu nefesh udorim shebeino lebeino, only in those two categories. Okay.
Don't the psukim start off with the father though, and then bring the husband? So here we equate the husband. The father for the husband, but it seems, if I remember correctly, the psukim start off with the father.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe it doesn't matter, but it just.
Yeah,
it's
you're right, it does. But I think that the. Ben Av Levito, I'm assuming that since the first. Ben Ishli still comes first, for that second?
Yeah, Ishli still comes first.
Eleven eight or changes something here.
We have to look.
So the other carbon eight doesn't make. He obviously is bothered by your problem. Last carbon eight on Lamed is here in the base. Like I said above, nine tamlor ben ishli shto ben av lebito makish av labav. Okay, so in this specific point, ishli shto comes first, right? So we're saying ben av lebito. Would not have been so clear that it's Zorah Shebeino Lebeino. But Ben Ish Lishto is clearly talking about things which are Beino Lebeino, and therefore there's a Hekish made. I'm not 100% sure that that's the best shot, but that's what it seems.
Okay.
Rabbi Yad Baruch Amari spoke Rabbi Yochanan Lushim Melokish. He says that Rabbi Yochanan Lushim Melokish had a Machlokas. And here the Korotin Yerushalayim says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Nedarim Bein L'Shvuos. The Shai Torah said, so change the next word to of Mayfair. Okay? Father's Mayfair, both Nedarim and Shvuos. Right? So look and see in the Shulim here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bein Nedarim L'Shvuos. Ayin L'El Perkir L'Ches Abal Sh'omar Ein Kan Shvua L'Omar Klum. Father, the husband who negates a shvua doesn't say anything. Masha dafka bezeh lepisha lo amar b'loshen afor. But there, it seems to indicate that it's only because he didn't use the proper loshen. He didn't say mufar. Avol im amar b'loshen afor gam abba yochel afer av shvuas. He knows maybe im shvuas. So Rabbi Yechanan avos al yevon v'shitase to say the gam shvua yochel afer. Then about Mefer Shvuos, you can't do it. V'teiman b'kiv Yerushalmi alaz. It's astonishing from that Yerushalmi, right? So the Mishas b'Bavli Kamakomos from it's difficult from that Yerushalmi and from the Bavli in several places. Bain Bircha Yosef. Etc. Sheherich bezeh. So the Shari Torah so changes it to of, which would be like the Gaonim, right? No, wouldn't be. Yeah, the Gaonim would say that's correct. That the of cannot be mefer.
No,
I'm going to say the off can't be made for, it can only be made for Shavuos, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say only Shavuos, right? So
Rabbi Yochanan bar Acha Amar is following Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon Lachish, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ben Ridarim, Ben Shavuos, change the gear, so I'll make it.
Right, but that would be going against the Gaonim, because the Gaonim say it's the Baal who can't be made for Shavuos, the off can't.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Okay.
Shimon Lavish, wherever we're going on, whether it's Avra Baal, let's assume we're still going on Baal. Shimon Lavish made Lina Dari made fair below the Shavuos. Right? So for the Baal or the Av, depending on what we're learning about, so it's, he can only do the Dari and not Shavuos. Okay? So, even by the Nadarim of the old person. What does that mean? Zaken, of course, Zaken means the Chacham, right? Hatoras Nadarim, right? Hatoras Nadarim, Chacham, it's also Machlokes. Okay? Abnejah Zaken, Pliki Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lokesh. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Ben Nadarim, Ben Nishvuas, Ha Zaken Matir.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rav Shmuel Dorim Zakim Matir Shvus Ena Zakim Matir.
Okay.
Va'asya the Rav Shmuel Lakish said that EC, he's going like what EC said. What did EC say? Good question. The Chad Barnash Asa Mishre Nida Nidra. I don't know if it's actually going to tell us what EC says. It's going to tell us. Does EC appear further? So the sound tells what EC says, because the Pnei Moshe says, should we change it? We should change the girsa here. It should say Rabbi Yossi, not EC.
Okay.
And we are about to learn what Rabbi Yossi said. Okay?
Okay.
Chaper nash osa mishanidra kumi Rabbi Yossi. So the person came to Imatin then in front of Rabbi Yossi. Mis'atef Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi wrapped himself up, as a dying is supposed to do, even though we don't do that nowadays. And he sat preparing to hear the nether. Amalei ma ishtabato. What was the shvua that you took? Okay. So I responded, Amalei ifufe Yisrael lo alas lebeisi. Ifufe Yisrael skorbe eda ikoran shel Yisrael. In the root of Israel. Klomar, in other words, Beloke Yisrael ni mishtabe mishtaba. By the God of Israel, I'm taking oath. Lo tichnos lebeisi, that you will not enter my house. Okay, so he's taking an oath against somebody else.
We took an oath to Rabbanu in general, the Magalim, or what?
What?
I don't follow what his oath was.
Yeah, I don't follow either. Carmen 8, I think, is... what is this? One second.
Okay, so I'm Yimish Tabah below.
Oh, so the Bnei Moshe says that it is... He brings down the source also that Yifufei means God... from somewhere in Tanakh, but in any event, he says, Shelo tichnos ishto lebeisi. He's taking oath that his wife shouldn't be allowed to enter the house.
Okay.
Right? He said, okay, too bad. I can't be martyr this nether. Because the Kormei says, we're not matin neder for a loke Yisrael. Okay? So that's what the Kormei says, but that's very difficult, because then it's a non sequitur with the previous discussion. Look at Pnei Moshe says, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Fufi Yisrael also beisach klomar zeh shvua gemura bevadai. The Pnei Moshe says, "Klomar zu shvua gemura bevadai." This is definitely a complete shvua. The low key connects the base, so she can't enter out. Ain't her head there. There's no way you matter. The sphere creates shlokish. The other thing, shlokish, the ain't a zucking matter in the shvuos. Zucking can't be matter, shvuos all together. While we pair gimel davkov ches, put to the beisham, beisilu, beisil, yeshay, the shvuos. So we pass them like beisil, but the Rebbe, presumably a Rebbe Yochanan, but, Rabbi Yossi holds, like, evidently, like what the shita that the body attributes to Beis Shammai, that Chacham is not Matir Shvus.
All right.
Okay?
He was a Beis Shammai guy, wasn't he?
Well, I don't think Rabbi Yossi was a Beis Shammai guy, no. I think that the Yushalmi must not have had a Masorah that
was Machlokes. Right. I'm losing you again.
Don't do it again. Maybe this is the problem.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Alright. Maybe it wasn't.
Can you see me?
Yeah, you're doing okay now, but for a minute you were frozen.
Okay. So I'm not sure that the Yerushalmi has knowledge of this Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, because I don't think Rabbi Yossi would have said, or Isi or Rabbi Yossi would have gone like Beis Shammai.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Let's keep going.
So, Rabbi Zir Pater Masisa. Rabbi Zir explained the mission the following way. If you take a look at the Reb Baz in the bottom, he says, Rabbi Zir Pater Masisa, Ein Ludorim Shemef, and Dorim Shemef, Shem Neim Nibish, Hasudios Chamura the Kosher Lahavim Perish Hamavoshim. Okay, so the Reb Baz gives us like a very positive outlook on the sugya, telling us that it's very difficult. We'll see how it goes. I have remarkably few comments here on my Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Zera Patamastisi. Im erchatz, im lo erchatz. If I wash, if I don't wash. Im eskash, im lo eskash. If I adorn myself, I don't adorn myself. Om Rabbi Yossi, on this Rabbi Yossi said, Ein elu nidre nefesh, elo. It's not the elder, we're not, that these Nidorim were not susceptible to a hetzer. They are susceptible to a hetzer. But not because of inyan nefesh. But rather because dvarim should be no lebeinot, because they are issues which have to do with their relationship. Hello? Okay, so then a little bit very much. So these are not, these Nadarim are not Nidra Inu Nefesh, and there we can be Matri Mouse Inu Nefesh, made for them Mouse Inu Nefesh as Inu Nefesh Nadarim, but it can't be made for them because the Dvarim should be Nidra Beinah.
Okay.
Right? So, Eilang Edri Idri Inu Nefesh, Rabbi Yossi. So what's the case of Idri Inu Nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi? Sha'amra, Kona Peros Ha'olam Alai. She said, so she took some oath which would end with all the fruit in the world being offered to her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Inu Nefesh, right? I raise the offer, right? Now, Rabbanin Omri, Nidra Inu Nefesh, what's the machine? Nidra Inu Nefesh and Nidra Inu Nefesh. Please stop there. Nidra Inu Nefesh, Hefer La Mufar La Ola. If you know them, they're annulled forever. Nidra Inu Nefesh. Only as long as the marriage is extant. Okay?
So it kicks in either on divorce or on death, or just on divorce?
Either or.
Okay.
The Gilead of Ephraim explains that it's inferred from language of our Mishnah. It says, so, so therefore, it must be that the Nedarim should be no lebeinah, he can't be mefer. What do you mean can't be made for? Of course it can be made for. It means he can't be made for eternity, right? So when the Mishnah says Eidam Shu Mayfair means made for forever. And there he says that he can't be made for, that Inu Nefesh can be moved for Eidam, but these are not Inu Nija Inu Nefesh, and therefore only move for as long as they're together.
Okay.
No, that's not what it means. Sorry. It's only going to Rabban. So Eilgarim, let's go looking back at Mishnah. Eilgarim should make for the Derem Shishma Inu Nefesh. Imagine, so that's a discussion, So that's Rabban. Rabban and say, Inu Nefesh, of course, the others are Beino Lebeino, which should be made for two. But those are not made for it to move for in perpetuity. The ones that are moved from perpetuity are these. Inu Nijre Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, back to the Gemara, Bein Nijre Inu Nefesh, Bein Adon Shem Beino Lebeino, Hey for lo, move for lo, is actually more makel. Says they move for forever. Vara bunin amrin nidre nevesh hey for lo move for olam. Rabbi Yosef men adarish bein ol beina hey for lo move for the olam. So the question is, if Rabbanon say that nidre nevesh are for eternity, Rabbi Yosef says that shbein ol beina are move for olam. Ma bein ol, what's the difference between the two of them? Which is a difficult question. Because obviously, what's different to them is obvious, right? Because according to the Gemara, should be no beino. According to Rabbanan, it's only mufar until divorce or death. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's mufar forever, right? So the Gilgal Ephraim says this ma beinayon is not going on what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, but what's the difference according to Rabbi Yossi between the Dorim beino lebeino and the nidre inu nefesh?
Okay.
So, b'sha'amra kainam hanayasi alecha im etzei mir shuscha. When she says, my hanah should be forbidden for you, where if I leave your jurisdiction. So, the Gilgal Ephraim writes that normally, according to Bavli, actually, we should say, if I make a tenai like that, I say, imei tsei mirushuska, it's only chal if and when she leaves as rishus. According to Yushalmi, evidently, it's a neder, if even said im, it takes effect immediately. There's a tenai, right? That only really becomes a neder fully if she leaves the rishus. But it takes effect immediately. Okay? In the Bavli, that's the true in the case of Almanas. I say a neder should say is Almanas, right? That some X, Y, Z should happen. So that's how immediately. And Almanas, we have to see if this nine is fulfilled or not. If you say im, it only, according to the Bavli, it only takes effect when that condition takes place. According to the Yushalmi, even an im neder, assume it takes immediate effect. With me on this?
I'm with you. You're only mavarer that you don't say you're over on the netter. You're only mavarer if the condition takes effect or something. Right? The issue kicks in right away.
Right.
But you don't know that if somebody's over, you don't know that you were really over until the condition takes effect.
Right.
Okay.
So on this, be offer law. So, Varn Shabena Labena, right? So, of course, you should be Mayfair, right? Right? Bishalo Amra, I'm going to try to put the word Ella. Bishalo Amra, Ella Koraman, Ella's Gufi Alecha, Lushay Tame or Shusha. The pleasure of my body should be forbidden upon you when I leave your Rashus. So, on this, Gilgal Ephraim says it's not, Inu Nefesh, not one should be no lebeino. Because it only, in this case, it's clearly not taking place until she leaves the Zushus. So therefore, right now, it's not Inu Nefesh, not be no lebeino, and you can't be made for it. It would seem, right?
How is Gufi Alecha?
The pleasure of my body should be forbidden upon you. When I leave your rishus.
That's a when, not an if.
What?
Because the letter is, when that happens, that's when the...
Right.
Okay.
Right. So now, the beginning of Ryan takes out the next two lines, and he picks up again with Aldaite.
Okay.
Aldaite, the Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochum, and Nurish name, Amu Dover Echad. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, who I don't think we had yet.
Yeah, what about this? Tamim.
What?
The Tamim Taman.
No, wait, I made a mistake here. One second. Oh no, I'm not making a mistake now. Okay, so what were you about to say? Yeah, Tanya Taman, I guess the it is Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, the next line. When Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri and Yochum Amar, it should be Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, Yafe Shemek Roshen of Teyasur Lach Servo. Okay, so the Gilead Prime changes to the gear, so here too. The Gilead Prime is on the bottom of the page. But let's explain what you saw till now. So the good of Ryan explains. Advarim shebeino lebeino. You should be able to if you have advarim shebeino lebeino, you can be made for forever. So then that applies even if the time of the neder is taking effect is after the divorce. He could still be made for now. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe she's going to keep needling him, taunting him, abusing him until he divorces her, and then she's going to come us her.
Okay.
Therefore, he can be made for now, right? And Mashbiach says they have to learn Shabbin Obeino, because if you're going to say that they're Inu Nefesh, she can be made for even without the potential, the problem of Shema Taknit. Where is Shema Taknit, though? We don't have that yet.
That's the next line, right? Hello, Gafir Shema Yigoshem Teyasura Lachzora.
I see, because it's only after Gerushin is going to be a problem. Right. So it must be we're afraid that right now she's going to use it as a weapon. So therefore it becomes a Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino.
Okay.
I don't know why we have to take out the parentheses from before. Let's read it. Rabbanu Ami Nidra Inu Nefesh. This Nidra Inu Nefesh. I see why I took it out, because why should it be Inu Nefesh? Can't be Inu Nefesh. Why should it be Inu Nefesh?
It's Inu Nefesh for him, not for her. Okay, you know what? It's Inu Nefesh for her in the sense that, right, normally he's high of in her pleasure. So, and now she's ushering it on herself in that sense as well.
Yeah, but let me suggest an alternative. Okay, if Rabbanon hold that Inu Nefesh should be made for the oil forever, right? But not fine in the Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. So in order for this Rabbanon say that this in order to be matir, no, I was about to say it's nonsense. Never mind. I take it, not even going to continue. So well, say what you said again.
Well, I mean, the Gittin Rabbanon takes it out, but if you want to, how can the Rabbanon call this Inu Nefesh?
Yeah.
In, you know, it's very indirect in that she's ushering herself on the husband, but by doing so, she's denying herself what's due her from her husband in terms of marital relations.
No, but it's only after she gets divorced. That's goofy enough. She ate a mirushusko.
Okay, so what's for that idea?
Yeah, unless maybe they might get remarried, but as it's written here, it's should not be around in your nefesh altogether.
I guess that's why he takes it up.
Yes, right. Okay, do you want to go further? Or do you want to stop here for today?
I think we can stop here for today.
Okay, so, fine.
Can you come back when you're not recording?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. What?
We're learning tonight.
Still in the Dorian, 36B.
The Dorian, 36B. Okay, one second. So why are these guys prejudiced against all the letters after B? You never see Nedarim 36C or D.
It's a tough question. Actually, if you use the old Yerushalmis, which had two columns per side, no Perushim, then you have C and D.
Oh.
We don't use them, so.
But those guys probably had problems with EMF, so. Yeah.
Yes, so. D is as far as we can get, but we don't have it.
So
we were in the middle of sugya here about what's beinu nefesh and what is considered to be beino beina, and Rabbi Machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, what you can be made from, what you can't be made for. So. Let's look at the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Okay. Rabbi Yossi men the don shebeino lebeino lebeino. Sorry, the bond between the two of them. Hefer lo mufar lo. It's mufar permanently. Okay. Ma beineho, which he said last week, says what's between the darim that have inu nefesh, the darim that are only in other words, what's an example, right? So we said, my benefit is written about you if I leave your reshus. And given the prime wrote that, we said that we wrote that the meneder im takes place immediately, retroactively. In other words, the assumption is that we have to be concerned immediately, and therefore this is a neder beino lebeino, right? So, therefore, on this, so a v'yafer law. So this what's the problem? He can be a mefer, right? So according to Rabbonon, he can only be mefer temporarily, according to as long as marriage is in effect. But we can be mefer this neder, right? So therefore, the Gemara changes. Right. So when she says, "Okay, actually, my hanoah is only forbidden when I leave your reshus," right? So then, this is an error which is not in a nefesh, nor dvarim shebeino lebeino, because it only is going to take effect when she leaves the reshus, because it is not an im, which takes place immediately. Al hasafik, then maybe she will leave his reshus, but rather it is a neder of Ella only then. So therefore, this neder cannot be mufar, right?
Okay.
So unless you read the parentheses, in which case, which Gilan Rabbi takes out. But if you read the parentheses, it says the Rabbanan mean a nidra inu nefeshin, that this nidra inu nefesh, which doesn't really make sense because. Right now, there's no inu nefesh, right? And the darim shebeino lebeinahim, and also doesn't make sense because they're not beino lebeino. Again, these darim only take effect later on. So that's what Gilan Frank takes out these two lines. Okay? And what?
Could it become Binah Binah if he remarries her?
So I think the Gemara is going to come on to that later on. Okay? So, Al Daik Rabbi Zira, Koin Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Tarshen Amud Abrecha. They both said the same thing. Now, Gina Frank explains that even if the Dorm should be no Bino, it can be made for eternity, in perpetuity, even after the marriage is over, right? And even if the marriage, the neder takes place, although he takes effect, after she gets divorced, right? So we can't, nevertheless, he can be made for now. Why? Because she can weaponize it. She can use the, insult and torture and afflict him until he divorces her. And then she's also on him forever. And she can't get remarried to him. So therefore, right now it's already the Darsh Be'Elminah. It's not just for till even if it takes place after the marriage, because of your issue of remarriage, he can be made for ready now.
Okay.
And that's what it says.
Okay.
So now the Gilan Ephraim changes the gear so dramatically in the next few lines. Okay. So you take a look on the bottom. But
You gotta give me a bit of, more of a hint.
Way down, bottom left.
Where are we getting it from?
First line.
Reb Yochanan Amar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. Niska Batito, nearly Shekan Tzoych Lomar, Mechalpa Shitasid Rabbi Yossi Bechule. So, Mechalpa Shitasid Rabbi Yossi, etc., is further down on the page. And he says, insert it here. If you take a look, it's Mechalpa Shitasid Rabbi Yossi starts about 8 to 10 lines below where we are now. See it?
No. 2, 3. Okay, I see it. Mechalfish, he does say Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, so now let's take it up there, okay? Mechalfish, he does Rabbi Yossi. See if Rabbi Yossi switches his opinion, because here we just said Rabbi Yossi said, the same as Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that we take into account future in determining the nature of the neder, right? We say, Yofesh Shem Gashem Feyasu Lachsabu. So, really interesting parallel, Tani. Mayan Shabunei Ha'ir, you have a spring which belongs to the people of the city. Hey Vacherim, and the other people use the spring further downstream. Okay, but this is our stream. Belongs to us. People of, Nofayelo, right? So, it happens to also run through Shalvin. But it's our spring. It comes out of Nofayelu. Okay? So, Heim Komi Lacherim. You get to use it before the people of Shalvin. Acherim Ubehemtom. What about if you have plenty of water without the spring? And the choice is whether other people could use it, or your animals can use it. Achen koyim behemtom. The people of Shalvin, their animals take precedence over, take precedence over your animals. Okay? Kvisos and mechai achirim. What about the laundry of the people know by alone and the lives, in other words, the personal water of the people of Shalvin? Kvisos and kodemis mechai achirim. Our laundry becomes before their lives. Right? In other words, we don't need to, our doing our laundry takes precedence over their drinking water. Okay? Rabbi Yossi, who says that laundry is tantamount to chayei nefesh. It's the same significance level as drinking, right? Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says this. The tani ein nosim em lo lemishra v'lo lekviso. You can't use shemitah fruit, which is as a dye or as a coloring. You can't use it for
I have totally lost you. Where are you reading? And so, I see the. I don't know. I blanked out. Something happened. It says Mechavish Yisasid the Rabbi Yossi, and we keep reading from there going down.
Yeah.
Okay. Tamahu Omer Ein Chitza Chayei Nefesh. Okay.
I get it. I'm not
there yet.
No.
So
are you looking at the Ram Mechavish Yisasid Rabbi Yossi?
You take the one line of Mechavish Yisasid Rabbi Yossi and you pull it up.
No. There's a previous Mechavish Yisasid Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, then I missed it.
Right. Seven lines above that one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mechavish Yisasid Rabbi Yossi.
Okay.
So that's Mayosh. Year, fine.
Right, let's take them here again, okay? Mechavish Yisasid Rabbi Yossi. Tani, my Anshul Bnei Yer, him Acherim, him Kol Acherim. Okay, so again, I'll give a spring rises up in Nofai alone, it flows in Nofai alone, to from Nofai alone to Shalvin. So, your drinking water from the spring takes precedence priority over their drinking water, right? But what about their drinking water and your animals drinking?
Mm-hmm.
So they're using the flow for drinking water takes precedence over your animals, right? Coming back to them, we saw some chayei acherim. Your laundry, nafay alone, chayei acherim, and the drinking water of the people of Shalvim. We saw some konem is chayei acherim. Your laundry needs come before their drinking needs. Okay,
but that's gonna hustle their drinking water.
What?
That's gonna make their drinking water yucky.
Yes. Correct. Okay.
And why is that better than the animals making the drinking water yucky?
Well, we don't care. So that's what I was about to say. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Man Tana Kvisa Chayei Nefesh, Rabbi Yosef holds that having clean laundry is just as essential as having clean drinking water. And therefore, even though I can't muddy your waters for the purpose of my animals, but I can muddy your waters for the purpose of my laundry.
Okay.
Mechavish does Rabbi Yossi. So now, I'm sorry, I skipped. Okay, let's go to the time. Rabbi Yossi, the tani ain't no same lo lemishra v'lo lekviso. So Kermit says from Perush Shvius, right? Lo lemishra lishos b'yayin b'shemen o lechabesim godin d'chsiv lo'achlo. You can't use the fruit of the shmita fruit to either dye or clean clothing.
Okay.
It says lochla below the kvisa, right? Lochla below the mishra, lochla below the kvisa. Rabbi Yossi matir b'kvisa. Rabbi Yossi says no, it is okay to do kvisa with peir shmita. Why? Because again, the Korban says it's true chayei nefesh.
Okay.
It's chayei nefesh because this is extremely important. Do me nachila, just like eating. Now, because I have the kvisa, Rabbi Yossi diesh batzar ki min namine. So now it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds that kvisa, if you refrain from it, it's anguish, right? V'dam el achila, right? Rechitza diesh batzar kol guflo kol shekei, right? It's a form of tzar of inui nefesh.
Okay.
So. Mechavish Yitatz Rabbi Yossi. It seems to contradict Rabbi Yossi previously, right? So now I thought it was Rabbi Yossi, which we were learning before, but it's not. It's Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, which it contradicts, right? Rabbi Yossi says, "Im erchatz im lo erchatz." I'm Rabbi Yossi. Ein elu idrei nefesh. What do you mean? Sorry, idrei nefesh. Nefesh, right?
Okay.
So, and kvisa are the same thing, right?
Right.
So, it seems to be a contradiction. He says that, it should be a kavachomer. Chisas gets to be in nefesh. Certainly, rechitzah should be in nefesh.
Right.
Okay. So. Okay. Yeah. Chash does Rabbi Yossi. Tamar Mar Ein Rechitzah Chayin Nefesh. Go Mar Chisah Chayin Nefesh.
Okay.
In the contradiction, right?
Yep.
Amar Rabbi Manan, no. Adam Megal, I believe it's in the Bible somewhere, but I don't remember where. I think Babasra, I don't remember. So you take a look at the complaint Moshe, the second to last of the medium lines. Adam Megalga Berchitza, Megalga Atzmo, he rolls along. Yochel Yisapik in the Chos Kogufo. And we can refrain from washing with his entire body. Vein adam megalga b'klisa, but a person can't get roll along without doing laundry. Chayin l'shani b'bavli. Maybe it's b'bavli talking to the daughter. I don't know. The Rabbi Yossi, alim ole k'visa z'arvu visa. The mona masi de shimuma. When you have a dirty clothing, it brings you to some sort of shimuma. Obviously, it usually means boredom. But here it means something, some other type of psychological issue. And of course, there are problems which come up with lice and stuff like that. But dirty clothing is worse for a person than dirty body.
Okay.
Okay. So, Amrim, Yuda Ishutza. Now we have a story. Yuda Ishutza. Avi Tamir Remar took class Yomi. He hid in a cave for 3 days. Mikum halagay tama, to understand this, the logic here. Minayin shechayir ira zos komil chaya acheres. How do we know that the life of this city takes precedence over the life of the next city? How do you know that Nofai Alon's life takes precedence over Shalvim's life? Okay. Asa legabe Rabbi Yosef and Chalafta. So, okay, Rabbi Yosef and Chalafta. I'm like, Eastly. I hid in a cave for 3 days. In other words, I secluded myself to focus on this issue. And I obviously didn't come up with an answer. Right? Rabbi Abba Bray. So Rabbi Yisrael had to call his own son over, Rabbi Abba. I'm like, they time on me nine. What's the reason? Now, in the Bible, usually reason means logic, but Yerushalmi also means apostle.
Right.
So he's going to find apostle. Amar le, tiyeno harim ha ele. Okay? So, if you take a look in the, it's elaborated pretty much a bit, us on the third widest line. These cities should be they and their what's not fields their yards around them. V'dashina tiyeno le'ir v'ir ul'chol tzorcheh v'ar karkach le'tzorach svivoseh. Each city and its needs come before the next city down the line. Okay, that's how you dash it. Back to tomorrow. I'm like tiyena arima ela tiyena ir chakach migrosheh slif hosel. First, the ear gets its chius. It's like we're reading al tikri tiyena ela tichayena.
Okay.
So first chayena the ear, and then afterwards kosu vosel. Afterwards, everything which comes out, which is surrounds it. So that's how we know that, right? So, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yisrael rebuked, who was this Yuda Yishutza, said, "Mi goram lecha? What caused you not to know this? You didn't learn with your friend." In other words, learning b'chevrusa is superior to finding things out than going and putting oneself in seclusion. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Gilead Fan says we go back to the part we skipped before. Rabbi Yila Pasamas Nisa.
Okay.
Which is how many lines at the top? Seven lines at the top. Okay. But Rabbi Hila Patar Masnisa. Hila explains our Mishnah. in order to resolve the contradiction between Rabbi Yossi and our Mishnah and Rabbi Yossi, which you just learned, right? He said, "Eil dam shu meifelon adam sheish ben inu nefesh im erchatz im lo erchatz im iskashit im lo im erchatz im lo erchatz im iskashit im lo iskashit." So he says, take a look back to Mishnah. Okay? Everybody agrees about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in Nefesh. Now, says Gemara, back to Gemara, Gemara says, Im Eskashi Mis... Oh no, I went it wrong. I'm sorry. Sorry, I did it wrong. Back to the Mishnah. Im Erchatz Im Erchatz. Period! Because everybody agrees about Im Erchatz Im Erchatz. Now, Im Eskashi Im Lo Eskashi. On that, on Rabbi Yossi, ain't able to eat in the nefesh. So on Rechitzo, he agrees it's in the nefesh. It's a Kar v'chomer from Kviso. His own machlokas is on Kishut. Okay? Make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
So he's kashing, he knows that, and that's going back more. He's kashing, let's get shit. Mao Amar Rabbi Yossi and Elan Nidre Elan Nefesh. Where are they? Their Dvarim should be no Lebeinah Lebeinah, right? El Dvarim should be no Lebeinah because it might be revolting to him. His wife doesn't use decoration, doesn't use makeup. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But Tani Kang. Oh, that's good. Elan Nidre Elan Nefesh, Dibra Ko. What are Nidre Inyan Nefesh going to everybody? Im Erchatz Im Lo Erchatz. But Tani Kain, also in the Braisa. Nidre Inyan Nefesh Im Erchatz Im Lo Erchatz. Okay? Im Iskashet Im Lo Iskashet is separate. Okay? Now, Iskashet Lo Iskashet, actually, it's supposed to be like this. Im Iskashet Im Lo Iskashet Bein Al Daita Rabbi Zira Bein Al Daita Rabbi Hira. They both agree that according to Rabbi Yossi, Inu Nefesh is Dvarim Shebein Olam Beinah, not Inu Nefesh. The question is whether Im Erchatz Im Erchatz. According to the first Mahalach we learned, which was with cut and paste Mahalach, right? According to that, Im Erchatz, according to Rabbi Yossi, is not Inu Nefesh. Because Kvisa is worse than Rechitza. According to Bein, we just learned, Im Erchatz Im Erchatz, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Inu Nefesh.
Okay.
I saw him as Kash and Lois Kash and Sadi in Yemish. Okay?
Okay.
So Rabbi Zero is the one who holds that the Machlekes is by both Im Erchatz, Im Lorachatz, Im Iskash, Lois Kash, Kun Rabbi Yossi, Nidra, Inu Nefesh, whereas theoretically Kvisa would be Nidra, Inu Nefesh. Kun Rabbi Hila, no, everybody agrees Im Erchatz, Im Lorachatz is Inu Nefesh, and the machlok is only back in this kashet.
Okay.
Now back to the bottom. Okay. Now the words nicha. You see three lines around nicha im erchatz im lo erchatz.
Yes.
The tirchatz.
I see it.
Okay. So the friend changes this, right? He just changes this to two words. Im erchatz. Right? Says, and he's saying this, Im lo erchatz, I understand that not to wash is inu nefesh. What is Im erchatz? How is that inu nefesh? Let her go take a shower. Right?
Right.
It's inu to refrain from a shower, it's not inu to take a shower. So why is Im erchatz inu nefesh? So Am Rabbi Mona, take out the next word that's superfluous. Im Erchatz. The Im Erchatz was the Tanai, not the Nether itself. And she said, Tanai, if I wash, then I'm usher on you. So that means you're eating fish. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So says Gemara, V'yafrela, right? So surely that's a form of inyan nefesh. Why can it be made for this nether, right? So she said, I'm not allowed to provide you benefits if I go, if I wash myself, right? Take a look at Korba Ega. He says, "El because how could I talk me Tashmish Kamar?" Right? So, and we know that Tashmish, she doesn't have the right to make a nether refraining from Tashmish.
Right.
So therefore, it doesn't have to be made for the nether, because nether is null and void. Okay? So, V'yakuf. So let it be Kaifa. So now, like I just said, right? He can compel her to have tashmish, right?
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
I'm with you. How does he compel her? Drags her basin?
He drags the basin, or some. Yeah, I guess they beat her until she agrees, something like that. So.
Okay, not really correct.
So ice is not the issue here. Okay. So. But the Ribaz makes it more complicated. He says V'yakuf means let him compel her to take a shower. Take a look at the Ribaz on the bottom. It's in the second column of the Ribaz, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down, being Cain. See that?
Okay.
Cain hachin amareim shubez lo de tashmish. Right? She has to have relations with him. If she doesn't go to the shower, she's repugnant. You can't crush her, so if that's the case, it's difficult. Why can't he make her go? Why can't he compel her to wash anyway?
That's
the question, not he can be quite fantastic. That's true. But we might know what it was saying, let him just be kofar to go wash.
Right?
Because her nether, indirectly, but pretty obviously, prevents her from having her relations. Right? Umishani, shanahu shi hanoyoso. It's different that, I didn't read that inside the Gemara yet. Right? So again, let's read inside. Yaakov let him force to go to the shower. Lokei marbuna hanelasi alecha kofim shai mashto. If she forbids him from getting pleasure from her, he compels her to have relations, right? Haneschal laya raisi offer. If she said on the other end, if she says your hanah is forbidden to me, then he has to be mefer. But if she asks his own hanah on him, he doesn't have to be mefer. Just kofer. She asks her his hanah from him on her, she asks her hanah from him upon herself, then eat hafara. But here, don't eat hafara, right? So, shanihi, she hanayasa bahanayasa. It's different that it's his hanah and her hanah. So, let's see the rebaz on this. Shani, she hanayasa bahanayasa. Peyush, the tashmish hu hanayasa. The tashmish is his pleasure. Avrachitza hi hanayasa. Haika. The washing is primarily her pleasure. Virak the who nana mariosa. She said he gets hana from her hana. Ramash ishta ruchitza begufnaki. Okay, without which his wife has a clean body. In any other kufli ishtosha tirchitz, tirgufnaki came which in mshubenes lehenos lo birchitza. Kikarchitza neyosa. You see that? In other words, yes, it's true. His washing, her washing will benefit him, but it's too indirect. He can't compel her.
Okay.
So back to the Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Abba. I'm sorry. Here the. The Gilan Ephraim also puts in change the gears again. But let's go back a second. Let's pause here for a second. The Gemara asks it being biyofer law, right? Top of the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's because it's certainly in an ambush, right? Right. So the so Gemara says no, it's not in a nefesh, because it's not until she actually washes, it's not in a nefesh, because nothing happened, didn't take effect.
Okay.
Right. So so says Gemara, okay. Maybe it's not in a nefesh, right? But,
you know, I'm not sure I'm right about that. Hold on a second.
Yeah, so then Gemara says, okay, it's not in a nefesh, but still, Yaakov, let him compel it to wash, right? And it won't be, without having to know the nether, because it's, he won't be able to have the tashmisher. So therefore, the netter shall null void. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbi, since the ikar hanah that she's permitting is her own, even though a byproduct of that is that it's going to impinge on his hanah, that doesn't matter. She can't be made for him as on that, as inu nefesh, right?
Okay.
So the thing is like this. Perhaps as varim should be null, but no, he can't be made for him, but not as inu nefesh. And after you be, if he ever divorced her, so then advarim shebeino lebeino is only moved for until the divorce, not after the divorce, right? So that's why it's a question with in never shebeino lebeino. It seems to be no lebeino lebeino. Okay.
I see.
Okay. So now the Gemara says the girlfriend puts a nicha im erchatz im lo erchatz v'tirchatz, right? So the you would take take a look at the bottom. It would be Baz. Rabbi Abba Mori, he doesn't change the gears, but the ramifications are the same. Mori im erchatz im lo erchatz olam. Perush dimshayim oifen acher. Im lo erchatz lo hachi perusho b'masisin. Im erchatz lo erchatz lo olam. In other words, it's not two separate things. Im erchatz im lo erchatz. It's one long letter in the Mishnah. Im erchatz lo erchatz olam. Right, till now we're trying to come to a scenario where im erchatz is a letter in and of itself, right?
Okay.
So, right? So,
what's she saying if she says im erchatz im lo erchatz?
Right?
What is she saying then?
She's saying, if I go to the shower today, I'm never not going to go to the shower ever again.
Oh.
Okay. According to the first one, she says, I should be blessed upon you if I go to the shower today. Right?
Mm.
Oh, I'm no. That's in Erchatz. Right, okay, yeah. So first one was she says I have to go to the shower today, but I don't take a shower today. So the second Mara said, "Kodem askufi alecha l'shei erchatz," right? And we said, okay, he should be able to force to go would be roches. The Mara said, no, he can't force to go be roches. That's the problem with the erchatz, right? Now, but the problem, now we're flipping it. We're saying, what's the problem? And I'll give you a different answer. No, the nether was, if I go to take a shower today, I'm never take a shower again. Not if I take a shower today, you're usher on. I'm usher the right benefit from you. But if I take a shower today, I can never take a shower again. Okay?
Okay.
If I put on makeup today, I can never put on makeup again, ever again. Right? So that's, it's all one nether, it's not two separate scenarios.
Okay.
Rabban Gezem Shem Rabbi Nasa said, Im Erchatz, they want to put both things together. And the Gezem takes the word Im twice, okay? Both of the Im is here in this line. Im Erchatz lo Eskashet, Im Eskashet lo Erchatz. right? So everything in our Mishnah is together, right? Yes. And the whole thing, they're not two separate adorim, and the whole thing is Erchatz Erchatz Eskashim, Eskashim Lo Erchatz, and Rabbanon holds that that's Inu Nefesh, and evidently Rabbi Yossi holds it's not Inu Nefesh. I guess it's not Inu Nefesh because refraining from one day from doing these things is not considered a problem. Does it say one day?
No.
Yeah, Hayom. It shouldn't say instead of im, it should say Hayom. That's what it should be. Sorry. So Rabbi Yisrael Shemayel said, im erchatz Hayom lo iskashi. Im eskashi Hayom lo erchatz. So that's the machlokas. If you do things for one, if you're making it by yourself for one day, mm-hmm. is that in your nefesh, not in your nefesh? Rabban also, it's still in your nefesh. Because today she can't do it.
Okay.
Rabbi Yossi holds it's not in your nefesh. Let her wait out of this.
One day she'll survive.
One day she'll survive. And so there might be Dvarim Benola Benola, but it's definitely not in your Dvarim in your nefesh. And that's, so, but in your nefesh are things which have, the next mission says, El Nidra in your nefesh, right? Both Quen Rabban and Rabbi Yossi, Amar Konam Peros Olam Alai. She asks it fruit upon herself forever.
Hmm.
I raise the offer. Paris Medina Alai, Medina Zu Alai, she says, let the fruit of this country be offered to me. Yavi Lam Medina Cheres. That's not in the Nefesh. Paris Chen Banis Alai, in the Yochel Ha'ofer. In Loisa Parnasam, but in Loisa Parnasam, in Mena, raise the offer, Diva Rabbi Yossi. So this has to, if he always buys in that store, then that's in the Nefesh. In any event, so that, it's not, according to this, a temporary condition is not Nidra in your nefesh, according to Rabbi Yossi. Only a permanent condition. Okay, that's it for today.
Yes, God.
Not an easy Gemara. Sorry. Next week I'm going to be out of town. So next time you'll have to skip.
Alright, and the following week you're in Detroit.
Yes, but I might be able to learn anyway, because it's only 7:30 at night, so we'll see.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be in touch.
Okay.
Shalom.
Bye.